Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the breakdown pressures, rule equality in. Wipe away transgression, set the captive.
Oh,
I am hoping he had to go through this. This is crazy, y'all. This is why I told you. We don't have much time. We don't know how long the streaming could be. They can cut us off with streaming. This is the second time this has happened. And I'll tell you, it ain't no joke. Now, back. We're going to go back to where we was at. I'm going to play this clip, bring y'all all in, because y'all got to hear this. He's told you the bankers of England, all that, the funders, we got the Arab immigrants, we got the Nigerian, we got all these groups, India, Iran's in the banking system with them, because British Petroleum was Iranian Petroleum at first. And so we're just trying to get everybody, and this is a shame what took place today. Unfortunately, because now on the news show, I see that the clip ain't go in, so we're going to have fun with this. But, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're not going to get upset, because we have told y'all many times that this was coming. This was coming. And now I'm going to open up the mic, get y'all in here while we get these clips in here, because this is what's happening. When you become under control, you'll find out that this is not a joke. Now, the collection could be rigged. I'm going to just tell y'all that now. Ain't no, when I say rigged, I mean may not even happen. May not even happen. So just understand that. May not even happen. And the funny thing about this is, I'm going to play this for y'all. This is the first sci-fi that you could tell me. You've been told this before. Sci-fi is on TV, right? In your mind. Sci-fi is on TV in your mind. But it's really not. It is your mind.
He has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
So you say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune system by the addition of something to our DNA?
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered?
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now?
What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune system.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact location.
Exactly, but in this instance used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent, or cruel, or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
There you go. The X-Files, everybody. The X-Files. Don't even come on TV no more. They told you. Ain't nobody on YouTube told you. Hollywood told you. You know, everything that was said was already said in books warning you. I got so many books warning you, it's unbelievable. Warning us. Me, myself, and I is a three-part entity. So if you see me say we, it's all of me. Now, you got to realize that they just told you, and what is happening now, everybody, the internet messing up. This is a living program of what we're going through right now. The internet now streaming all day long. Right after last week goes down. Airlines falling out the sky. Remember that movie? Now they blowing up in midair. I'm even got me thinking about flying. I mean, these people are unbelievable with fear. But, of course, you don't believe you're in a sci-fi world. That's why we got to do two shows. Unbelievable. And before we get started, starting this Thursday, I got Brother Tariq. We're going to set off a show with him, and we're going to call it The Elder Speak. All you out there on the lines, please, we want to hear from you this Thursday at 9:00 Eastern Time. Brother Tariq will be coming on. I'm looking for Brother Kwame, all the elders, Brother Quentin Weston, Sister Kim Weston, all y'all out there, the elders, y'all better speak. This is going to be a program. I won't be talking. I'll just be manning the board. Now I want y'all to know, we ain't been lying. All you've been vindicated so many times, let people laugh. These fools, let these fools laugh. Because now, I'm telling you, this is the investment company. If you do have investments and money to spare, we may need to look at something different because the real estate market has been brought up by the Chinese and they think different about real estate. They don't put nothing in their buildings. You know, it's called feng shui. Feng shui means get out of all the spirits of that house before you move in. And that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of all the niggas before they move in. This is the war. I'm playing after this tape here, I'll be bringing all callers so we don't play around much longer. This is what they don't want you to know. Say hello to your new rulers.
China has ambitions to be a global technology leader in two key areas, artificial intelligence and renewable energy. In April 2023, China's solar power output reached 430 gigawatts, making it the largest producer of solar energy in the world. It is on track to have more than double the solar and wind capacity of Europe by 2025. China also aims to be the world leader in AI by 2030, with an industry worth $150 billion. But behind all the ambitious talk, where does China's AI and clean energy industry really stand? Today, Beijing is one of 10 cities in China where Baidu's driverless ride-hailing service Apollo Go operates, and Baidu has been steadily expanding the fleet since its debut in 2022.
China has a large economy of scale. The user case for AI technology is massive.
By 2040, China is expected to operate 12 million autonomous vehicles, which is double that of the US. Baidu's robo-taxi is an example of how China is all in on AI. Since 2015, legislation, permits and infrastructure support has expanded China's autonomous vehicle industry. It's become part of the country's push for AI advancement to rival the U.S. At the moment, though, China lags behind the U.S. in terms of AI advancement.
So when OpenAI introduced ChatGPT last October, actually the Chinese were caught by surprise, a lot actually. The Chinese didn't really anticipate OpenAI was able to introduce such a powerful new tool in such a short manner.
Chinese tech firms launched their versions of generative chatbots one after another in 2023 after getting the green light from the government. Baidu's Ernie Bot user base has since reached 70 million, not far behind ChatGPT's 100 million weekly active users worldwide.
The OpenAI people have a head start on this whole learning process. As you know, it's all learned by algorithms, right? The learning process is a multiplicative process. And so once you have a head start, it's very difficult for the latecomers to catch up with you. So there's already a gap in between the technology level that is being offered by OpenAI and the Chinese equivalent.
And there is one more advantage that ChatGPT has over its Chinese competitors.
One major constraint is the lack of data. Most of the global websites are written in English. Only about 1.5% of the global websites are written in Chinese. So that has created this dilemma for the local companies. If they train their AI model with English, then there's very little user case in the Chinese context. For Chinese internet users, they usually generate content or interact with the internet through super app on their phones, like WeChat or Weibo. That has created additional barriers for those AI models to pick up on the data, and that's a fundamental flaw.
Data is essential to train artificial intelligence, but not all countries are so ready to hand data over to Chinese companies. One recent example is TikTok, the popular social media platform with a billion global active users each month. Its parent company, ByteDance, was accused of storing U.S. users' personal data in China and allowing Chinese authorities access to them.
I feel that it's very...
Now, I'm going to stop there before I bring all this. Now, right there to give you the clue. This Hershey, we're putting the bus after TikTok. AI, I gave you the companies that we should be trying to think about investing in if you're going to really try to get out to battle the new world order. Ain't no battle with no stamps and shit. That ain't going to work. So get that out your mind. That ain't happening. You are already in socialism. You get food stamps. You're in socialism 101. That's plain and simple. Government give you food, you socialism. Government give you health care, you socialism. Privatization is a danger to socialism. That's why I'm kind of wondering, what is privatization now part of socialism? Because if you give it to the oligarchs, which is going to be our pensions, because that's what you're doing. The unions is part of the New World Order. All unions are part of the New World Order. Plain and simple. If the hierarchy is richer than its people, then it's an oligarchy, meaning that the hierarchy rules over its dominion. What a show. Hell of a ride. Let's go here. I'm about to open the mics. Y'all just heard it. Chappie, we need to learn that. We didn't learn. If we're going to use it, better use it now so we can make court cases. Because obviously, our dumbasses ain't able to get to Geneva at all with our court cases. I don't see how that happens. You know, it makes me now say, should I go sci-fi? Because why should I keep listening to humans for the past 60-something years, and they've been wrong. I'm even saying it. They've been wrong. They've been liars. Lying about all kind of shit. History, talking about some slave trade. Like the white people slave trade was the worst one on earth. That's a goddamn lie. Goddamn lie. Why don't you teach the truth about the slave trade? Then we have smarter individuals. But nah, you want to keep them dumb by giving them some bullshit version. While you get the money from people to have lavish trips extravagated by those who are in the elite for you to bring us over there to Africa so we can look at dungeons built by black people. You know, ain't no white people built the Elmina dungeon. Ain't not one white built Elmina dungeon. Show me. Show me. I could call you out. All that. It's unnecessary. I let Cat Williams do all that bullshit. Ain't worth calling out nobody. For what? They're all under the new world, so who cares who I call out? Still under the same shit I'm under. They ain't got out of it. So why should I give people special recognition for still being in the new world order? They ain't out of it either. But they won't tell you they out of it. That's a damn lie. Find me somebody out of the new order. Bring them all. Or you ask, find me anybody who's not in the new world order right now. Where their checks come from? They out of thin air, out their asses? I don't think so. Facts do matter, and you are liars. Plain and simple. Everybody on TV is in the new world order. Plain and simple. Try telling me you're not. Jump out of Hollywood right now and see what happens. Jump out the music industry at the high level that you at. See what happens. You ain't going. You'll be broke before the week is out. You talking about we be Wendy Williams. Where my money? Are y'all ready to open up the crypt? Because all y'all believe is in dead money anyway. Let's open up the dry bone. Only thing in the Bible that's a skeleton that resurrects is the dry bones. Let me hit y'all up. All you on the line, let me get some new callers. I got 9927. Jump in. I'm going to bring all y'all in because we ain't finished. They stopped the first part of the show. But
hey, Resurrection. I'm not feeling well, but I love this. Keep it going. My God. Please keep it going. Because there ain't no way Hollywood, we in a movie, y'all.
A serious
360 degree, 100% living movie.
Movie.
In reality.
Yep.
For real.
Sci-fi. For real, real. Ain't no doubt about me in sci-fi. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, sister. Lay back. Stay with us, though. I'll keep you on. Mute yourself if you want. I'll keep you in the loop, though. Well, let me get some more calls. I'm so sick of the lies. Ain't y'all? I mean, I'm like lying that you a hoe and everybody know you're a hoe. I mean, it comes to be ridiculous. Embrace it. Embrace your whoredom. You might as well because you're whores of Babylon. Ain't no doubt about it. We own the number one platforms that the FBI, CIA made for Mark Zuckerberg. Look at a man like Zuckerberg. And he married to an Asian. Come on, man. What the fuck, we look stupid? I guess we do. Let's get some more callers. 6661. Y'all messing with the Helios. They'll make me mad today. Cut me off. I got to do two shows, make it one show. I got to switch this shit up. I'm upset really bad. Go ahead.
Jack, hey, as always, greetings to everybody on this line. As always, Jack Bauer, because everybody is in on it. Everything is going to happen incrementally. I'm just curious to know what's going to go down. Like they said, April 25th. It may be April Fool's Day. Who knows?
Who knows?
And we may be the biggest fools because, you know, here it is, the big CEO, the one who's been tripping and falling down all over the place, he took the great payout, and the great payout was from these entities that are making all these aggressions across the world. China's getting ready to go into Taiwan. I went to go see, before we got cut off on the last clip, I went to go see my doctor, you know, to get a checkup. So I was telling her, you know, she said, oh, you know, your urinalysis came out good. And, you know, she said, what you on? I said, I'm on Shilajit. So we started kicking it. She said, oh, I'm on Shilajit too. But long story short, And then when I started getting into it, like, you know, inflation, and I started talking about what's going on, she said, oh, yeah, my girlfriend, she showed me somewhere her girlfriend sent her, say, they're going to possibly not certify this CEO, this election, even if 45 does win. And I said, what? And so the so-called the Jews that are not really the key players in this situation, because, you know, they're operational Jews and whatever, but the ones who are not in it, they're passing on around the information saying now what's coming down the pike is that they're not going to certify this election of what's going on, what's getting ready to go down, and they're gonna avoid the election, and everything is going to become under one, you know, you come under the powers of the government once everything is you, the War Powers Act, the real War Power Act kicks right. into play.
Right.
But it's getting ready to go down. I'm just curious. But anyway, bro, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm locked in because this real jackpot. Because, and the reason why he took the payoff, and I say both sides are in on it, is because they're not going to get a conviction. He's going to pardon himself. You know, common sense. He's going to pardon his son.
Hell
he's going to
yeah.
pardon everybody else that's in on it. So,
hey,
you know, they can
pardon
Lil
Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Pardon Lil Wayne. What's the chick name who the Super Bowl chick, Rihanna's husband.
Yeah.
And then she would, now Rihanna's husband, let's go there because this is what y'all talking about, this pardon. Rihanna's husband got pardoned. ASAP, whatever, Rocky. Yeah, I don't know these people. I mean, but hey, seems like he a cool dude. I mean, whatever. You would think he'd be hardcore, but see, Rihanna is under the Baphomet. Now, we about to get deep, y'all. I can't play because we got time. I'll fuck this up. We had 12 minutes. It's over. Sorry, y'all. It's time to get deeper. See, the Baphomet is what they're under. They're under the transgender, transhumanist movement. When you say transgender or Baphomet, that means male and female amalgamate. That is transhumanism. So they are on a different agenda.
100%. You get it.
Right. Yeah. So when you don't, y'all get it. Thank goodness why we do this program, because love y'all. For them to be able to tell you this in your face, because Rihanna Mann got exonerated by Trump, and she still was told to hate Trump. Because she made the Baphomet oath in all her videos and photographs, she can't go against it. So they got him playing the dad and the mom. He's doing the humanism. And see, this is what they do. So y'all better understand. That's why Jay-Z and them was of all of the oath. Now, I'm not going into all the foolishness, but I'm going to give y'all facts. Because we ain't got time. I got some more calls coming in. All y'all on the line, this one show, this one program, you will get all the facts. You can go with whatever your belief system is, but how long can you go against your own lying mind? Your mind is the one lying, not me. Your mind lies to you. If I'm telling you that facts show, regardless of what I believe, that this is made up TV, sci-fi, and you want to say it's not, I'm going to give you sci-fi. Since y'all all said it, sister, you next. All y'all, I'm bringing y'all in. All y'all, the man just gave y'all some Jews. Now, Trump ain't even going to get that far. See, Trump cases are all fraud cases. They never gonna go to the light of day, ever. They all made up to be Fannie Willis for the trick. She's so happy to have a straight man in Atlanta. She went berserk. She went dick sucking crazy. I can tell you that for a fact. I mean, there's so many gays in Atlanta. They so happy to have a straight man that only want pussy. They have went berserk for them. I'm going in now. I might get a house there. I probably can't live there. They'd be knocking on my door crazy. I mean, think about it. Here is a chick who went in on the same agenda of not being a whore as the dude was that her predecessor was. And she ends up being the worst one. Now, she goes and give a guy at a court case called RICO. Anybody know RICO? You can't be dumb in RICO. If you in RICO stature, you definitely can't have a dumb lawyer, but obviously. But with a dumb lawyer with a big dick, you can have one in Atlanta. So let's go with it. Now, this is how it works. Gerald Ford, this is a fact. See, only on this program, we give you the facts. We don't talk. I do talk, but I give you the facts to back up my shit so you won't say this nigga crazy. The facts show that this was definitely planned out. So now Kamala Harris, who may have a dick, but I ain't sure. But she is the
On October 18, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president, and the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen.
Now, let me just stop. That's Gerald Ford. He said they will have a hard time.
A hard
ever.
Time.
Ever.
And saying it to a child. Saying it to a child.
Now, I don't know. Who would, I'm so glad y'all here. I'm thinking to myself now, come on now. How many have y'all ever heard that clip of no shows? They don't play that. You're only going to hear it on this show practice. Trump ain't going to be the president because he's masculine. He an alpha male. They don't want that shit no more. They don't got enough. Now, I did a show. Y'all know y'all never heard this thing called the goddess bitches, but that is a real term. Those you in Google. Punching goddess bitches, and we are being rude as we speak. These women got both dicks. I don't know what's going on. They showing the print. They yeah. showing even
Obama made they, that happen.
Obama, yep. all of them, and then we got other people. Now we found out the French president's wife. I get European news because we got Fire Stick, so I watch all Europe news. And the president, I didn't know they were calling his wife Michelle Obama. The French Mitterrand wife is a man, they say. I don't know, but go look it up. Go look it up. Go look it up. French Mitterrand. Mitterrand. Now, why did I mention Mitterrand? Because the Haitians love the French. And you see what's happening to Haiti right now. See, I want y'all to know something. I'm not stupid at all. I love black people. I love everybody. I got Haitian brothers and sisters love me. I love them. We grew up here. I love them. But we got to talk some facts. They French niggas. Them niggas is from the French mindset, and they are, what man would want to barbecue his own people? Think about that, everybody. This man called barbecue. Barbecuing his own people. And y'all okay, because I want to believe the French beat Napoleon. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm going to prove it today. That's a lie. How you beat somebody, you pay them reparations. And guess who killed the economy? Y'all thought it was the French, didn't y'all? See, how you know you don't know history. See, They had a pig called the Black Pig. Even Elizondo Dato came on here. And she won't even bring this up to her own people, the Black Pig. Elize Dato, who is the real Elize Dato, but the one who's embodied her, who's been on our program and other programs, she's well known. She never mentioned the Black Pig. You know why? Because that was the Black Pig made them richer than all groups, because they pig was eating volcanic ash. Because, see, the pig eats everything. Imagine a pig that's eating pure volcanic ash, black pure. His meat was valued at unbelievable amounts, because you've been told not to hate to eat the pig because you're so dumb. You don't look at rabbis and all the rabbis and all the sheikhs that told you this lie while they're eating everything on the planet Earth. But that's okay. If you want to battle over food, take that to another show. Because we ain't battling nobody over food, because you ain't never ate monkey brain. So unless you ate everything on the earth, come on this show and tell me you have. Then I believe you. But if you haven't, shut the fuck up. Now, let's go with the reality. Let's go with the reality. I told you sci-fi. You already sci-fi. You have accepted scientific dictatorship already. You are already under it. There's no lying to yourself. Anybody who took a COVID shot after we played the tape showing you that you altered your DNA and you think that's okay, and we supposed to think you are, I'm thinking you might be married to the invasion of the body snatchers. Let's get some more callers. 9161. You married the baby. If your people took this shot without realizing what it could do to their DNA, and you find out they acting crazier and crazier, okay.
Hey, Lee, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I got you in
man,
the end,
I'm sitting over here laughing. About, hey, man, you lucky I was on mute with you on mute, because I was laughing my tail off. Look, man, let me tell you something. Since you brought up Kamala Harris, Ms. Harris been real busy over the weekend. She had Fat Joe down there the other day. He was all the suit and stuff, and they were having a marijuana round table. They were talking about, it's a shame that people are still locked up for marijuana convictions. We need to undo this. I said, wait a minute now. Hold on, man. There's got to be some real bad technology, because Kamala Harris administration, when she was a attorney general in California, locked up for their black finger brothers and people for truancy and marijuana conviction. I said, wait a minute. There's got to be some real psychology running on me right now. I'm like, then to top it off, after that, she went to a Minnesota abortion clinic and talked about uterine fibroids and all this stuff that we need to do something about it. Women's bodies and uterine cancer and fibroids, this need to be stopped. But why are you going to a Planned Parenthood class? There's got to be some real bad technology running on me right now. I said, this is bad, right? All right. You think that wasn't bad enough? Because that ain't bad enough. Then they talking about now banning TikTok. I'm like, okay, well, let's stick to this, because now they got 170 businesses, well, small business owners and people in, you, a lot of children actually and young people using TikTok, right? It's a sensitive thing. They're not telling you that BlackRock and these other American organizations got big stakes in TikTok. The same one that controlled the pensions, BlackRock. Yeah, those guys, right? Let it think of the boys. They got a big hand in this. They want to they want to do a lot of censorship. Then I got a lot of family down here in Virginia, friends, family, acquaintances that work at Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods said, well, we want to have the migrants. They're very loyal. We want to hire them. So they laid off all these people, they're closing down a plant right 30 minutes from me, and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. All this going on, and I know earlier today you was having these problems with the phone. Well, guess what? You have phones? Let's say something funnier than that. How about this week McDonald's went offline? They had to close their stores. Some of them ran to work.
Yeah.
The McDonald's went offline. A restaurant, a fast food restaurant went offline. Come on, man.
Yes.
And it's just to be the biggest thing I'm still going, man.
Wow.
Do we really realize that, well, I'm going to put it this way. I heard you talk about the COVID shot. I was walking in the, just outside yesterday, just walking, lady on a regular conversation. And she said, she was talking to somebody on the phone, obviously. And then said, the lady, she said, well, she's okay, but she got diagnosed with 4 blood clots in her left arm. I said, well, what are you doing now? Now, check this out, Drive Bone. I want to give you something funny, man. I got to tell you this. There's 15 points of reasons they cause heart attacks. And I don't know who wrote this article, but this is funny. One of them was sex. I said, well, damn, everybody be dead, right? Getting out of the bed in the morning causes a heart attack. Sports, coffee, you know, all these other little crazy things. They actually wrote an article. I said, are they really doing this bad when they got to line it up about the jabs not killing people, but getting out of the bed and having sex can have caused you to have a heart attack? I said, this got to be some crazy stuff. I said, they must easily think the American public is stupid. Well, actually, probably know that. But what I'm saying, man, I said, I rewatched, you're talking about sci-fi. I call it a clown show in the circus because actually we had the circus in town. Now, what's coming up on Tuesday for the next couple weeks, Dry Bones, what's coming up? March Madness. Now, watch this. So watch this now. I'm about to show you some real technology here. At the end of March Madness, I think it's April the 8th, right? That's the same day when they're going to have a solar eclipse, man. Come on. And they already giving out solar eclipse.
They are.
Black.
Hold on. They in Buffalo.
I'll be laughing my tail off.
A million people is going bird on Buffalo, Rochester, and parts of Utica. Because they're going to show through all New York State, but they're going to have the eclipse. They got people coming from all around the world to go to Niagara Falls and Buffalo to watch this eclipse.
Hey, look, and in New York, they got the NASA guy coming. I said, now, wait a minute now. I thought we hated stopping Fritz and Rudy to get out of it, but y'all can let Governor Hochul do that? Y'all, where is the motion at, man? I'm just trying to find out. What is everybody doing? Are y'all living in a solar vortex? Hey, look, man, I know what you're talking about, the eclipse. Well, the eclipse need to burn some of these people dry bones because they that daggone stupid. Civil war coming up, baby. Civil war is coming up, baby. I'm just saying, they're thinking, hey, dry bones, man. Hey, where you at? You down in Miami, man? You down in Miami, right?
Yeah, yes, we are.
Let me come get some popcorn or something and come and sit beside you and watch the clown show.
This thing got to be
the funniest clown show going.
Hey, come on down. I'm going to tell you straight up. Now, of course, this
hold on,
is
the Haitians coming there. I might have to stay away. The Haitians coming. They're trying to bring 4,000 Haitians up again. My bad.
Now, the Santas, now I'm going to tell y'all something that's crazy. Now, Biden and them going to put the Haitians in Guantanamo Bay. This is
that's
already
what you
talking.
Thought, right?
Hold on.
A minute, man.
Now, hold on. I'm going to show you how people don't know. This is why this program for y'all. I told you Sci-Fi 101. I told people, and I'm my brother, me and my dear brother, I ain't seen him in a minute, but he know me and him went to Little Haiti, Brother G, Brother Greg. We went to Little Haiti. When we heard about, see, I was in the harp, he was in the harp, a lot of our brothers in the harp. We never seen it explicitly used, but we knew what happened to Haiti was unprecedented. I mean, it destroyed the capital. To this day, it ain't been rebuilt. The capital jacked up. Cuba's capital been built because I've seen it for my own self. I was in near Haiti. All I can tell you is, I'm going to play this for y'all to show you how far ahead we are in this game with y'all. We told people years, almost a decade ago that they was building a resort. They going to kill off Haiti with the help of black Haitians. They call it the Jacobeans or the black Jacobeans. They were the ones who bloodlines run through the French. That's why New Orleans got that sign. Ever seen the New Orleans Saints symbol? Look up the New Orleans Saints symbol, y'all, and then come back to
it. Right? You see that symbol, right? It looks like a cobra, don't it?
Yeah. That symbol is part of the Grand Orient. And people say the Haitians fought for the French and British during the Revolutionary War. And those who were already here on American soil may have fought with the Patriots, but the majority of their nation, their national flag, was flying with the British and the French. This is a fact. And to this day, we warned you because I live here. Great people. beautiful people. Right there, best food, some of the best food there in Wynwood, all that area, Little Haiti. But let me just say this. You've been played. You're going to have to do the same thing you did to your leaders back in the day, because y'all didn't even like Toussaint Overture. He was a traitor. Toussaint Overture was a traitor. That's a fact.
Can I ask you about the Haitians right quick?
Yeah, go ahead before I play this clip on the Haitians. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this because one time I DJed a Haitian wedding where I mean a guy and we there. Now this is funny. The woman, she was a very tall wife, and the guy, he was like a short Haitian guy, but he was real, real like light-skinned, like one of them, what they call Creole people, right?
Yeah, Creole, yeah.
But anyway, we had a conversation in lobby, we were talking or whatever, and the guy, he married an American woman, she married a Haitian. And this was at a big country club. Now watch this, I'm going to say this. Now, I'm going to say one thing about Haiti. You know that president that got killed over 3 years ago when a lot of this stuff went down because he didn't want to get his people to jab.
His wife did.
That's what they say, right? Yep. Okay. Cool. But listen to this. I'm listening to this guy, right? Now, they were just telling me about it. Those people, that woman, what's her name, Karine Jean-Pierre?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, every population got some homosexuals. But this woman and man said they are strong. They kill homosexuals in these areas, too, now. They don't tell that part.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just saying, by the fact that they have a woman that's sitting up there masquerading for diversity, equity, inclusion, that already told you they're running some big-time tricks on us.
Big-time tricks. Now, she running around here. I'm glad you brought that up, though. It's going to fall in place because it's sci-fi. I told you. Anytime you can watch this, you see it. Anytime you can watch a woman on TV who is Haitian and they putting the Haitians on Guantanamo Bay and she, the spokesperson, and the Haitian people are Democrats here in South Florida. Oh, no, let me get that foolishness out. Let me get that foolishness out now. They Democrats. They believe. They love Hillary Clinton. Now, what people would love Hillary Clinton after what she did to y'all? Now, I'm about to play sci-fi for you. This is a clown show. Hold on, it's sci-fi right here. It's a clown show. I like that, too, because, you know, we all love Bozo the Clown. And, you know, the Simpsons got the biggest clown on the Simpsons. Oh, my. Oh, that's the biggest clown. I love that clown there. Let's just play the real facts. This is the facts. This is what happened to Haiti. They're going to kill off the population. Get ready, because they got a new worker. Because they told you this when they first destroyed you with HARB.
It began with an idea. An idea to create an international, multicultural island paradise and business mecca. In the center of the Caribbean, sheltered by the high mountain ranges of Haiti and the tranquil Gulf of Lagunov, strategically situated on one of the highest traffic energy ceilings in the world, is an island gem, poised to become the home for international business and the destination for world travelers. That destination is Lagunov. Global Renewable Energy invite you to discover the visionary creations of Lagunov and to preview the role that LGDA will play in its development. GRE is focused on the creation and management of alternative energy projects. Our leaders are highly rated energy experts. Working together, LGDA will create jobs, attract investments, improve the quality of life for the people of Haiti, and generate revenue. Why Lagunov? Other than the fact that the island embodies the well-known real estate principles of location, 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 the island has a large, trainable workforce. More importantly, as one of the number one place in the world to conduct business, Lagunov will be a bright beacon that will attract development. LGDA will manage Lagunov as a business and foster the development of the island by targeting the energy, cruise, and tourism industries. This presentation offers an opportunity to envision the future, a future not to be feared, only to be understood. We are now working towards the founding of LGDA. However, once established, we will labor diligently to integrate international cultures with international business practices for a stable and successful island community. The environmentally friendly Master Planned Island begins with its economic heart, located on the most western portion of the island. This economic heart is the industrial city. It contains a crude oil refinery, petroleum product tank farm, food processing plants, an industrial port, as well as residential and commercial
properties. Now, they want you to think they're going electrical, and what they just said, petroleum, gas, efficiency, and you believe in this foolishness in New York State, my people. My passport says New York State. I'm thinking to myself, man, what has happened to a people who will listen to a nutcase tell you that she want to do away with gas, and we just hear the international traders. Now, same thing happened to Israel. Israel found that they got gas on the Palestinian side. A fuel gas, I mean, and now... Now, since y'all like to invest, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a capitalist. We just found batteries of deposit right in Idaho. Look it up. See, our country is the richest country. Trump tried to tell you because this is the Holy Land. See, this is amazing how y'all can't even know and love your own nation and your own country. This is what happens to you. See, you hate America. Most of you hate America. Here you got the richest depository of natural gas, natural resources. Everything is right here in Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem, no one's going to tell you this. Jerusalem, the middle of Jerusalem is the word USA. Go look it up.
Jerusalem.
Oh! It is the word USA. Yeah, you had a good time. I'm loving y'all on this one.
Wow.
Look it up. Jerusalem is USA. All right, y'all ready?
Damn.
Let's get it going.
Hey,
I got y'all mics open. Y'all in the mix. Y'all say something. I'm gonna hear from all y'all. That just hurt.
Y'all them hear the word, brother. Hey, they throw. Hey, look, Davos. They throw it out right in your face all the time. They say, we gonna throw this in your face. Hey, man, what's
right.
that? You can't see that. No, I can't see that.
I can't
peek-a-boo.
See that. Peek-a-boo. I like what you just said, peek-a-boo. The baby boo. Now, I'm not saying the Bible ain't tell you this. It says you have eyes and can't see, but if you don't understand that scripture, that ain't my fault. Now, let's keep it going. I got more callers. 5922. Let's hear this. Y'all on sci-fi. Where you at? You in sci-fi world or you in your own world? Which one you in?
Yeah, you can say sci-fi world. I'm sorry, I was leaving out of a store. I had to drop off my nephew. But, yeah, this is Texas. Yeah, a lot going on. I wanted to touch on the, I know somebody mentioned about the pensions.
Right.
With the ESG scores. So, okay, so it was mentioned. So about in 2022-2023, our attorney general here, Ken Paxton, and 22 other states, they're suing the Biden administration for the ESG climate change initiative, but they're using to push the initiative that have these investments have very low rate of returns, and they have a lot of fees. So when they implement this, it's a part of people's pensions, as well as they 401k plan. So I just
right.
got an update on it.
Right.
And it's
right.
a part
Go
of,
ahead.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Go ahead.
right now,
Go ahead.
I want to say going to the fifth or the sixth circuit court right now. That's where it's due to be the hearing in Amarillo, Texas. But Biden is trying to tell the courts to, like, dismiss or drop the case. But for now, everything is a stay. So what I'm saying is, you know, we have to watch everything, not political, but we have to watch our money, because now they're saying we're in a retirement crisis right now.
Right.
Where people drawing money out their savings, 401ks, you know, 403bs, and pension plans in some states are on the brink of being broke. Now, y'all just saw New York Community Bank. Did y'all hear about their bank failure recently? I don't know.
Go ahead. Tell us. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. So New York Community Bank, they just had a bank failure, and they was looking for investors to bail them out. And so what's the name of Mnuchin? I think he used to be on the Trump from the Treasury Department, so he's supposed to be bailing. Correct. He's supposed to be bailing New York Community Bank out. So what I'm saying is your money ain't even safe in the banks, right? So that's another thing. Back to the pensions with the ESG, Signature Bank, SVB Bank, New York Community Banks, you know, they invest millions of dollars into those companies, and when they collapse, that collapses the loss in your 401k, 403b, 457, and all of that, which
Damn.
I'm not saying Thanks. It's a scam, but we just got to be a little smarter of our money.
No, you're right. No, hold on. Don't say that.
I just
said some Jews.
Look on
you
the economics.
You're talking some Jews. Don't stay with me, y'all, because I tell people all the time, your pensions, when your country goes into chaos and it goes into bankruptcy, it steals everything, your pensions and everything.
That's
so, no,
correct.
You are,
yep. Everything. Okay, no, I just I didn't know if, and I'm glad you piggyback off that, because I wasn't trying to just throw something out there in the air like I've been studying, reading books about it, and helping people with their retirement. So I'm trying to understand, even though, you know, I'm a nurse, but I'm trying to understand it, because I saw what happened in 08 with the collapse under Obama, and them nurses lost 35-40% of their retirement, but they don't even talk about. Said people retire now. Well, they retire now. They had a 30% loss. How you supposed to survive? People losing their homes. You can't get a mortgage because the interest rate high. How did it happen in 2.5 years?
You said a 35. Now I'm gonna tell you. You saying so much. I'm glad that's why I do this program for your eyes, because I love it. Now, if we get that loss, once you retire, you think you're ahead, but you're in a loss. So now, here it is. Now, Obama, I know everybody loves Obama. He's the great savior to black people. But he bailed out the banks. He didn't bail out you. He bailed out the banks.
Please say that again.
He bailed out the banks, not you. Yeah. See, if he loved you so much and you love facts, facts show that when the bailout came, the banks went there and said, we don't got to tell you shit. I watched it. I watched the court case. I love court cases. I watched that shit on
TV. And I'm glad you said that. Please say that again. And did y'all know, too, they created under the, what it was called, the Rescue Act, something like that. He put an act into place. And now guess what they say? The government not going to bail you out anymore. They're going to use.
What's the program called, brother?
What is called?
TARP. It was a TARP. It was an asset program, T-A-R-P, TARP. That's what Obama created.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Trump,
so he's
Trump
right.
Asset Relief Program.
Yeah.
And that was
to
protect assets. So they had nothing to do with you.
You owe. When a bank need money and collateral before they collapse, they can use your funds, your money, to save them and bail them out. Look it up.
Yeah, bail them out.
It's called the Dodd-Frank Act. The
Dodd-Frank. There you go. Thank you.
The Dodd-Frank Act.
I just wanted to touch
on that, because I don't think everybody looking at the retirement kind of what's going on. I know it's a mortgage crisis. And, you know, I love my great state of Texas, because now they're looking at going after these investment companies in 2025, because we have an odd year legislative session, because they know there's doing a pandemic. They brought up everything. So now you see in communities, they like D.H. Horton, They just built a community for Phil and Lee. Now, well, how people going to be able to afford to live in a home? And then the interest rates through the roof? It's all by design, right, for orchestrated collapse. But we have
orchestrated
to keep fighting
collapse.
Back.
That's right. Now, here's the key. I tell people all the time, now, you're not going to, I tell you, there's always good and evil. The good is that there is people waking up. And I tell you, my Patriot brothers and sisters, they white, they call me and give me so much information. They say, look, you got to tell them what's going on. They farmers, y'all. I met so many farmers this weekend.
Nice.
I met watermelon farmers and Pahokee all the way. They shipped the shit to Atlanta. Atlanta shipped it back down to us. They said, and I remember this, we did a show. That's why I got these clips. See, these clips validate everybody. The food, y'all. The food is enough food for everybody. Don't fool yourself. They create scarcity to create wealth. Scarcity is created to create wealth. There's a bunch of food, y'all. There's so much food on the planet Earth. You and your grandmama.
It's
and
too
your
much.
Grandmama. So, this is what they did.
But did they mention dry bones about, because I saw some on One American News recently, how inflation has went down, but food prices are still up.
No, Janet Yellen.
Did the farmers mention it?
Janet Yellen just mentioned that it's going to go up.
Okay.
They're trying to test. It's going to go up because she mentioned transitory is dead. She made a mistake. It's real inflation. Now, here's the key, y'all. Now, I know a lot of people don't realize, y'all do. I ain't saying y'all, but the people y'all going to be dealing with, because, see, you ain't on this line to talk to each other. You on this line to learn what you about to deal with in war.
right.
These people are going to rebel against everything, and they're going to go into total chaos. You got
Civil
sense.
War.
Yeah, you got sense. Now, I'm going to say this to all you out there. Now, you can believe whatever you want. That's on you. But we deal with facts. The facts show that an armed society is the safest society. If you are armed, because if you think that the rogue people who even in your own family is rogue, so just look at your own family, the ones you won't hang with. The ones you won't hang with your own family, imagine them tenfold in the street. So just think about it. I got family members I can't stand.
Ones that took the vaccines.
I don't got to go in the street because I already said I know who get more mad than me. I be sitting there laughing like a clown show. People are going to be mad if these boomers find out these bitches go. I ain't got to hit the street.
Right. Now, see, you of a calm state. When you can see trouble, you become less anxiety. See, high anxiety attacks. People have anxiety attacks. So you ain't going to have them. See, that's what's going to kill
anxiety.
People. Anxiety attacks will kill you. So you have a heart attack. See, that's why people jump off buildings. You already know that your money ain't where it's funny. You ain't going to have that issue. You're going to live with what you got and become what you got because you know that you got going to kill you. It's the people who look at what I call the superficial people. Now, I'm going to play this for y'all. I got to because white people do listen to this. I tell y'all, some white people will die for you before you would die for yourself. You don't even know that. I'm gonna play this for you. They told me. They said they are killing them in the farming industry. Wesley, your uncle better come up clean soon, because again, they know the black farmers is dead. The black farmers is dead. Unless you growing marijuana, you dead.
Is everybody preparing? So let's think about this. They just killed 5.3 million chickens. 5.3 million because they said they found one case of the PCR test, bird flu. Just recalled 120,000? Or 120, I think it was 120,000 pounds of ground beef. Magically, 15 or 16 processing food plants have mysteriously caught on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, they are destroying our food supply right before our very eyes. Nobody's saying anything about it. Not one word. Nothing. Nada. I had a cousin that just passed, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Massive heart attack. 47 years old. Where do you think he had a massive heart attack from? Yeah. Amazing. Heart attacks are up 100%. They're seeing cancers they haven't seen in decades. What's causing that? The sad thing is, over half of America is asleep, and they call us conspiracy theorists. So if we're so-called conspiracy theorists, then why is Biden and all the whatever they are, demons, whatever, Obama, why are they starting a ministry of truth talking about disinformation, and they could sway an election with Twitter just because Elon bought it? Well, it's amazing, because that's exactly what they did, wasn't it? Anyways, man.
Yeah, now, that's coming up. Now, they on there, because I get all kind of questions from them people. You don't have, y'all have no idea how much fuck stuff comes to me. It's unbelievable. I almost be like, damn. Now, that right there should wake you up. The food supply, if you forgot, y'all forgot the Canadian fires fucked up a bunch of shit. I'm trying to figure out, our people either got short-term Alzheimer's.
You are born.
You got to have Alzheimer's. Go ahead. Somebody's
no, I was just to add on what the clip you just played. There are other ways the food's being destroyed, just like here in Staten, Tennessee. The state of Tennessee invoked eminent domain on some black farmers to take part of their land to give it to Ford to build electrical truck plants.
Right. A truck plant, when they buy gas, natural gas off the shores of Palestine and Haiti. Natural gas. And
This is all under the banner of COVID-19, the Great Reset.
The Great Reset.
Just like on the back of the back of the book says. But then again, you mentioned books earlier. A book ain't no good if a person don't read it or refuse to read it. It says right here.
Exactly.
You already know. You already know they refuse to read it.
Its entry onto the world stage, COVID-19 has dramatically torn up the script of how to govern countries, live with others, and take part in the global economy. COVID-19, the Great Reset, is a guide for anyone who wants to understand how the novel coronavirus could cause so much disruption and suffering, and what changes are needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, and sustainable world. There it is right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look,
Hold on. I got so many callers. I know y'all talked already. Let me get sister. I got you. I got MIA Florida. I got Florida System of Life. I got Florida. I got ATL. Wow. I got a bunch of y'all. You go ahead. ATL first. ATL. Go ahead.
Okay.
You hear me?
I just want to say that.
ATL first. Go ahead. Go.
Okay.
Don't take long.
I just
want to
say that the video that the young man I just played is a wake-up call that we need to clean the fucking government, okay? Because when we look at what has happened in our country in these past 3 years since Biden been in power, these are all known facts. Food shortage, he came in, he closed the pipeline, he made us start buying gas from Russia, his supposed enemy. For a whole year before Congress made him stop
very deep,
right?
Very deep.
And then,
yeah.
and Yeah, and then we got this COVID thing going on, still going on, this ruling. And you have to look at, there's no way possible for you to be able to eliminate that many food plants, false fires, jets falling into a plane, I mean, all kind of bullshit. And for our farmers now to be attacked, black people that's on this line, we got a clean house. You know how we got a clean house? Stop fucking voting for these Democrats. And then white people who listen on this line, stop voting for the fucking Republicans unless you do what? Bet their asses and know where their money coming from. We got to get politicians ain't taking no fucking money but from the money from the community, because if the politicians get money from the community, then they will represent the community. But the politicians right now are getting money from the people, the lodgers who come in, and like right now, like, we cannot sue Facebook, Twitter, or anything because of the 203 law that's put in place. You know, like, they can do whatever they want over the airs, and we have no control. So why do we support politicians who vote for stuff like that?
You said something. Hold on. So, what's the law you just said? Because, see, you go so fast, y'all don't be listening to yourself. I have to listen to you. You give that law you said that they are not able to be sued. They could do anything they want. What you just said they was able to do?
Mm-hmm. 203. They passed the law saying that we cannot sue like Twitter for misprinting and Facebook. Those internet people.
Now, hold on. I got that part. I want you to reiterate it because I didn't hear it good, and I hope they didn't hear it. See, this is where Chappie come in. See, this is how Chappie come in, y'all. Let's find y'all who know how to use that shit to the perfection. Let's sue them. Tell Chappie to sue them. Let's take those court cases in. See, I'm trying to give y'all some alternative shit because you know the human being is, I ain't going to say that today. I'm going to do another show when I tell you what you called in a new world order, but I ain't going to do it today. I just want you to know.
Hey, Drywall, can I just finish my last point before My point is this right here. Black people have been indoctrinated to vote for the Democrat Party. But what if we, as a group, started voting people in that's going to help our people? You know what I mean? These people could not rule the world without the Democrats or Republicans. And right now, the Republicans,
I tell them all the time when I meet them. Blacks don't vote. The majority of them, this is where I'm going to stop you so you can carry on. You can carry on, but let's get the clarity of it. Blacks don't, the average black that you know, and you know this, I've speak to, you don't know black Republicans. If they are, they might know. The only blacks you know is Democrats, so they can't blame a soul for their condition. This is how you know their fate is sealed. They are so locked into their death vote. It's called a death vote. I hope y'all know. They don't even care.
Right, it is a death vote. I agree.
Because they don't.
Right, well, that's why we have this show, Dry Bones, so we can help awaken them, because we need them to save our country. If black people, we have the opportunity to save America. Just start loving America. Just start liking your country and start protecting your country and not just voting for black people because they're black. Look at their policies. Look who's giving them the money. Follow the money trail. And then when I meet my white counterparts, I say to them, stop voting for the Republicans just because they got an R in front of their name. Why don't you vet their asses out a little bit and see where their money coming at? Because y'all putting fucked up Republicans in, too.
Oh, I got you.
The whole fucking place needs to be cleansed.
Okay. Now, cleansing is spiritual. Now, here's the way I tell people when you get to that level, you talk, because you're talking deep level. Don't get me wrong. You're talking deep level. I'm saying is you got to stop realizing that because you on a deep level, let's deal with the hypocrisy we got going on. The average black person have never voted ever Republican. They don't even know that the Republican Party was their first party. When you look at the old illustration, it had the nigger party was the Republican Party. That's a fact. I got pictures all over. I could go all day long with pictures. The nigger party was called the Republican Party, and the Democrats was the white people party, the KKK party. Now, somehow, throughout this lineage of time, and it took, 70 years. Think about 70 years. I'm not even that old. 70 years. They got blacks to say they hate the party that their ancestors said was their party. And the part that they love the most is the part that was the KKK. Now, you got to work. Y'all just said magic. Y'all just said magic. What? You can't name a group in the history of the world. I will pay a person $100 right now if they could find a group that will vote against their own interests as much as Black America. Black America has voted against themselves just about in every election since Reconstruction.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah. You got a point. You got a point there, brother.
But, hey, Bones.
Hold on.
I got more callers. Let me get the more calls in because we're getting to the point where we'll get everybody in. Let me get some. Let me go to 1-8.
Chicago ain't had no Democratic mayor and over almost Republican mayor over 90 years. So what does that tell you in Chicago?
Yeah, what did I tell you? So don't tell me that there's no Democratic. I don't want to hear a Black person tell you about Democrat because you ain't never vote Democrat. You've been Republican. Even you lying if you are. Let me get some more callers. Let me go to New York. Whoa, I got there, my brother. 1-879. Got your mind. 1-879. 8-8-0-7-9. New York, Buffalo.
Good afternoon, Jai Bones and the fam out there, man. But you know, getting into what y'all talking about, Haiti, man. They might have found something down there, man. But Haiti is hooked up to the Dominican Republic on the same island, right?
Yep.
The Dominican Republic done built a wall to keep them Haitians out. You go back a long time ago. They wanted reparations from the French, and they've been catching hell since, man. So they in an all-out civil war down there while the Dominican Republic is building up their economy. Haiti doesn't even have an economy no more, man. So I don't know how many years it's going to take for this so-called company to go down there and straighten all this garbage out. And then on top of everything, as far as, like, you went down today, right, your pod or whatever it was, don't you know the whole Africa went out this week? The internet and shit went out. South Africa, Zimbabwe, and some other countries. They shut down their whole internet, man. And then it just happened in New York State. I mean, in America a couple of weeks ago. Then they talking about the whistleblower for Boeing. He found himself, supposedly he was a whistleblower because the planes ain't no good. Those 787s. So now when you travel, you go to a travel agency, they ask you, do you want to take an Airbus or do you want to take a Boeing plane? You know, you got your choice now because of what's going on with Boeing, man. But he was found dead, man. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And then as far as, you know, I'll be 65 this year, man. So when I look back, I go back 10 years. They don't need us no more. That's our age. I keep saying this over and over again. You go in the stores, all you see is young people bringing out their phones, tapping it, bringing out they think it's cute, you know. So they already into the digital age, you know. They already got them. So we ain't got a fucking prayer. People our age, man, we gonna die off and shit gonna go on just the way they plan it, man. I don't give a shit.
Hold on, I'm glad you said that. Hold on, you said some deep shit. Now see, that's real talk. See, the thing is, they already got a death wish on our age. That's why the pension is going to be fucked up for us. You just heard the sister say 35% of our pension is going to be gone by the time we get out of here. So they already figured out, kill this next group. Now, I'm going to say this to all y'all who know. They chose you through COVID. They don't care about the old people. Didn't Cuomo put the COVID people in a nursing home? So right there tells you he just validated everything we just said on this show.
And the governor of Illinois got blasted because all the veterans that died in the veterans' home during COVID, too.
Right. So they're killing the veterans because they don't want to pay for us. Now, let's go with this, my brother. I love you, man. He said that if our own children, now these are our offsprings. I could definitely identify with this. Our offsprings ain't got no problem taking that phone out and paying everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we do. We still holding on to like, hey, man, the bank. But I'm telling you, that's why doing this program. It's time for y'all to think about it. Is we going to embrace this thing or are you going to fight this thing? Now, I'm going to tell you something. The embracing part is those of you who know that the spook that sat by the door, I tell people, if you don't watch that movie, you better watch it more than ever now, because it may not make sense. But the spook that sat by the door learned everything you need to learn to survive in the revolution. Now, again, it was an old movie. It may have been, those they never made that movie again. That's one remake that will not happen. Where's Lee Daniels and Samuel L. Jackson and our homeboy, the great Denzel? Why ain't they made that movie over?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something. That'd be a hell of a movie.
Speaking of movies, ain't it ironic that Black Panther's son, that was in the last Black Panther movie, his name was Toussaint. They raised him in Haiti.
They raised him in Haiti, and here you got a guy talking about barbecuing. Now, I tell you about all the time, man. Now, he absolutely right. We did a show with Elizy Dantour. She did mention that there was a line that cut Haitian off. She said that was called the neutral zone, where they do all the textiles, all your jeans and all your, some of your textiles is coming right from that zone. Now they put a wall. I'm telling you straight up, they treat the Haitians like shit in the DR. That's a fact. I could tell you straight up. Now, I'm saying this to y'all out there listening. Now, this is known. This is not no new phenomenon. But the question is asked, and I say this clearly, the group that you don't never look up, which I said, let me go look up suspicious groups. I just don't look up. I mean, internet is beautiful in some cases. I mean, internet is good and evil. I can find evil on the internet, and I can find good. I look for good, and I look for evil on both on that internet. Internet got some good shit that was. I mean, internet could be used for such great things. That's unbelievable, but it's not, because of course it's in the hands of evil. But the good is, you'd be like, well, damn. Now the Haitians actually gave the Dominican Republic its first revolutionary constitution. They wasn't for the Haitians. They were lost too. The Haitians beat everybody on the whole island. That's a fact. The whole island is like 85% black. The whole island. It's that note. 85% black. Now, give me a fucking break. How long can we keep going on? It ain't about being black. They don't care about black. It's about bloodline and economics. That's it.
That's right.
Yeah, that color game y'all on is made up by Kazarian investors to give you something to believe in, that they will say, well, you know, if we give them to believe that black is a great thing, caste system, but we won't tell them that they actually have bloodline because we have had sex with most of their relatives, that they actually, as in, you know, most blacks don't even act like they're not part of white people. That's nothing. And you know you are. You know you got family members that married, your own children married white people. Now, I can't speak for everybody on the line, but I'm sure you have family members that married white people. Or you got family members that dating white people, or you got something. Depending
mm-hmm.
on
family members, neighbors.
Yeah, neighbors. Depending on whoever you are, friends, whoever you are, there's a concept. Now, I told you, the biggest cult on the planet Earth is sex. There's only two things on the planet Earth that is the ruling factor. That's dick and pussy. I'm going to say it one more time for those who don't get it. Dick and pussy is the only thing on the planet Earth that is the rulership, plain and simple. Now, I'm going to keep it simple for you because Malcolm X said make it simple. Now, if you don't realize that England and the St. Patrick's Day is about the Nagas, black serpent people. Ain't that what the Nagas are? And you drive them out. Who'd you drive out? What did you drive out? What is this question that he drove St. Peter's? He drove out this bullshit of a group of people. What? How did he drive them out? And your Masonic Lodge is based off of these people. And you got pictures of these people all through your lodges. I mean, let's be real here. Now, we got to get deep because we're getting late now. I'm about to say this to all y'all. Y'all got to stop, because the color game is the number one game that they use to keep you discombobulated.
Yeah.
You hate your own region. And I can hear you, sister. I hear you. You saying yes. You hate your own area. Any group that could tell me that you think a small minority can get you to believe, just think about how many people came over here to get you to believe that you are not from this area. They told you you're from somewhere else. Now, I'm going to give you a fact, because facts matter. Atlantis is closer to you than it was Africa. How much I want to make a bet?
Mm.
Is Atlantis closer to you, or is it closer to Africa? Which one is it, y'all? How much y'all make? I wish I could get a gambling show on history. I'll make a killing, because y'all don't even like
that's
me.
Just that's just likely for Chicago coming down to Tennessee. You got to drive through Cairo. So what is that?
Right. Uh-huh. I got to drive through Cairo. Now, where they get this name from? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me get some more callers. I got some more callers. I've got 7696. I got 1654. I got 7696 first. Go ahead.
Hey, Dry Bones. Hey,
yes,
brother,
yes.
Brother Deacon Lewis. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. Why them Haitians ain't building tunnels like the Mexicans building tunnels over here since, you know what I'm saying, that's the next closest land that they got to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Why they ain't building tunnels?
Right,
that's,
good time.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because how the man, that's so deep. You'll maybe have to cut. Now, didn't Chapo deal a tunnel under a prison? You can dig a tunnel under a prison, but you can't dig a tunnel. Oh man, that's amazing. Keep going.
And then you got St. Patrick Day driving out the serpents. You know,
right.
You get an understanding of that, and you got a connection with Jamaica. You got a connection with Ireland. You got a connection with Europe. You got a connection with what I guess you hear the Jacobins and the Dominican and the Franciscan Brotherhood.
The Franciscan Order. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So all those groups. That's what they was going on for them. And significance to, I guess, the falling of, I guess, it's probably just be another group of people because it's all black and white, people together. And it's been going on, you know what I'm saying? This new stuff that we getting with black and white people, we thinking that black and white people ain't been together. They've been doing their thing together. And just right now they made it with this, with where they're able to put out the media and the visual part of it. That's what they showing the people, but on the surface, when you out dealing with people every day, everybody dealing hand to hand with each other, and big business going on. But on the media aspect, you got people looking at it, and like nobody's dealing with each other. But with business, everybody's dealing with each other, and only petty people, and you know, low people, is not taking advantage of what life is, and you know, being captivated by trash all the time, that ain't what life is, and that's what that's a business. The media is, that's a business for growth and whatever trash you want to put out, and that's what we fought it for. And what you want to look at the most on TV, people want to look at a woman with next to nothing on, you know what I'm saying, and in a raunchy environment. And I went,
Hold on. What story is that? What do they have on the Bible? Nothing on. So they give you the same Bible story. Are they giving you the same regurgitated story? You want to look at a woman? Because when Adam seen Eve, he was aroused because she had nothing on. They both realized they was naked. Ain't that amazing? We both naked. We just realized we put some figs on. Of course. I'm going to tell y'all, man. Y'all got to wake up quickly. Now, hold on. We about to get deep. I'm going to give y'all 2 minutes. I'm going to come back. 2 minutes. Y'all better get ready. I got 1654. And Brother D, we ain't forgot about you at all because, you know, some things happen. We don't have so much bullshit happening now. But that you on the bucket list, that's for sure, because you got the Grand Arch and you got the mounds. I looked at what you sent me. That's amazing how they could have. You had the World Fair in St. Louis. We got to go there. And Tesla first went to the World Fair in St. Louis to perform his magical electrical, what they're doing today. Now, let me get busy with y'all. I got to. I'm opening some mics. Because I open your mic up, I want to make sure you don't get cut off. I've got 0997.
Hey, Bob Bones. Also, you got to remember,
Hold on.
Inside the, where they did the World Fair. That's
on,
where the river ran through there, and it was mounds all through there. So,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they were doing a ritual at the same time when they did the World Fair.
Yes. I seen that. When I seen that, you like Haiti. Now, I wonder why I tell people all the time, you don't think the Grand Orient went to the Louisiana Purchase. Because why would they take the Louisiana Purchase, everybody? Because they had purchased the Nile Valley. The same people that blew off the Sphinx nose came and blew off your nose. Yeah, let me go. 0997, go ahead before I take another call. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard you, brother. Go ahead.
Lord, but I'm down here now in Georgia. But look, I wanted to touch on a couple of things. Remember, the Clinton Foundation went to Haiti. What were they doing? The Clinton people got caught stealing little children. Also,
start killing the kids.
Haiti's
Haiti's
got a gold reserve and an oil reserve down there.
Yeah, we just
heard
that.
Poor people. So they're trying to get at that stuff down there. Not only that, when you talk about America, we're talking about the land of milk and honey right here. All of these secret societies that's running this thing now, for instance, your apple cider vinegar, Brown's apple cider vinegar, it just got bought up by this singer lady. But
The
boys are giving them
apples. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates
brought
Bill Gates
apple cider vinegar, y'all.
For Brad, that's Brad right there.
Yes.
Now, Bill Gates is supplying the apples.
That's unbelievable. Bill Gates
I don't buy it no more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, over in Haiti, the World Economic Forum that's all controlled by the World Economic Forum. They're wiping and cleaning that out
China and Bill Gates own the most land here in America right now. Not just them, you got to remember BlackRock and their counterparts, they own more of these corporations, that's why they can control the media. They control the media all over the world through the World Economic Forum, which or whatever you want to call it. The people that support this is the point I really wanted to make. You think they let 10 million people in here for nothing, and then they're paying these boys $5,000 a pop? This is their army that's standing in ready, because when they need them, they're getting paid. They're gonna make them policemen. They're gonna make them soldiers. And these boys are not from America. Remember,
that's deep.
They have no love for us over here.
That's so deep. What you just said now. I that's where my brother just said from Buffalo. He said that if you watch what's going on, they got the kids' minds already. Let's be honest. Most of our offspring is already AI. I mean, I'll go to speak for what I know. Y'all can't. So
hey, remember, your mRNA is controlled by 5K and 10K. So when they throw that switch. Some people who took that, whatever you want to call it, the germ, call it what you like. When they flip that switch, that mRNA is going to be activated. And like you were talking about, people are having blood clots, people are falling out, people are end up all shaking, can't stop shaking and whatnot, all from the jab.
Yeah.
And remember this, look at the British Eugenic Society, because these Eugenic Societies, WEF, this eugenic shit is deeper than anybody thinks. It's all over the world. Remember, Bill Gates went to Mexico, he killed 50,000 kids. He went to Africa, he killed more than 50,000 kids. It's some countries he can't go into because he went through there and gave those kids the shot, and they all died and whatnot. But the news is not reported, so nobody really knows how nefarious this dude is.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Sister, what you in Miami? Sister Monica, what you in Miami at an event? You said that they mentioned sustainable development in Miami. Recently, was you at some event?
What happened was that after I went to the first time that the ambassador of the European Union comes to Miami. Now, when that happens, you know very well that this Miami here, like everything that's global, is a target for their agenda. So, they were speaking a lot in reference to Russia and Ukraine, and they were also talking about, very interestingly so, how China, they don't give a crap about no rules. They just go right ahead and they do what the hell they want to do. That's what they were talking about. They talked about Cuba, the interaction that they have with Cuba, how delicate it is for them to have this interaction with Cuba. And then in the question and answer session, I asked them about the security of transatlantic human trafficking. Why? Because right now, as it is, Miami Beach boaters community, they're being targeted by Commissioner David Suarez, who is a dictator. He's a dictator. And he is, he cut their lifeline and he put 24-hour surveillance on the boaters community lifeline. They can't go to get seen a drink or eat. And he wants them out of the ocean. Of course, you know, I'm thinking logically, no? I'm thinking that it has to do, they want to create a smart city in Miami Beach. Look what they're doing right now with the spring break, you know, they're tightening up everything in Miami Beach.
Right,
and they,
right.
They don't talk about, you know,
what's
funny.
Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute making all that noise. Y'all make a noise. Put yourself on mute and we can just...
The thing that they don't talk about, though, is how in Sun Isle, there are Arabs that are harassing, you know, Jewish people. They're going into they're harassing them in the buildings with knives and everything. They don't talk about that, and they don't care about that. Why? Because we already have area law in the United States. And there's going to be a lot of shit going on with terrorism in our state. Okay, we're going to see that going through. And another thing that happened was that after I decided to charge my phone, and lo and behold, here I am in the middle.
Come on, making a lot of noise. I got to find where that's at. I'm making too much noise. That's just ridiculous. Okay, there we go. Okay. I'm going to try to find, because y'all making too much noise. Look, if y'all going to cook, do whatever y'all doing, I have no problem with that. Just put yourself on mute. All we ask y'all, put yourself on mute. And that way we can give everybody equal time to be able to be heard. But y'all are not doing that today, so I got to figure out who it is. So I'm going to bring everybody back in that I can find. And there we go. Let me go to 786. There you go. Okay, 786-8854. Let me find you, get you back in the queue. I'm going to get y'all back in, but if y'all making noises, I can't hear y'all. Okay, go ahead, sister. Finish up what you were saying.
So what I was saying is that I was in the middle as I'm charging my phone. I didn't even realize I was in the middle of a board meeting of professors in Miami-Dade College, you know, which is the Wilson campus, which to me is like the epicenter of the chaos, because that's like the it's kind of like Central City, and then. That's not me doing that.
No, keep going. I'm filtering people myself. They're making too much noise. Yeah. It's most of it. Yeah, go ahead.
So
go
if
ahead,
anything
go.
Goes on, that's where they, you know, that's the target right there. I mean, we saw it during the pandemic with the, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter, you know, going from state to state. They targeted downtown Miami, which, by the way, these were not our own black people in America. These were Africans. These were Muslims from other countries being paid to come here and destroy. What was the subject matter that I was in the middle of with the board meeting? I was in the middle of the subject matter of AI pushing AI to the students, dumbing them down. So I ran, and I ran to three professors, two of them that are millennials. Because, folks, let me tell you something. If you have a child who's going to college or even high school, okay, and they see that he or she has are smart about them, that they can control and manipulate, they're going to come knocking at your door and they're going to ask for your son and daughter. Don't give it to them, because they will be targets for them to work for the system. You know, this is what they're doing. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. Go after the people who are more enlightened to the agenda, maybe more astute to the agenda, to go after that child to bring them in, because they know that they can't reach it. You need energy people to, I have to say this, you need energy people to activate people who are maybe docile and dormant.
Not only that, but we have a lot of smart young people.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And they party.
Yes, we do.
You know, they you know what they do with the gifted program? That's a baloney bullshit. That what they do is they get those students that, you know, that are a little bit higher in let's say
aptitude.
IQ, that's what they want.
Yeah, aptitude.
Yeah,
aptitude. Yeah.
Exactly. They grab them. They have them since elementary. They have them. They take them. I'm saying this because I was a substitute teacher, and then they place them into this type of, let me test which child we can use, and literally they will come to your house, and they will tell you, listen, we have a family that is they're millionaires, and they want your child so that your child can go to NASA. And they can be part of NASA. And then,
yeah,
you know, you're like a proud parent. And you're like, because I know this because my father had a friend who was a butcher, had two boys, and one of them was extremely smart. And the man said, go ahead. And the boy was living with an elite globalist. And the young man was being used, you know, by the system, he wasn't able to go and see his parents or his father, only on holidays, and they brought him in a limousine.
That's a story that people don't hear, and we're gonna do some more research on what you think, because it makes so much sense that that's what's going on. I hope y'all listening to this area here. That's just in Miami. Now, I'm going to put, I got 2 minutes. I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to take 2 minutes. I'm going to bring it into some more stuff. It's not over yet.
Dry bones.
It's not over yet. Yeah, go ahead. Make it 30 seconds. I'm going to let you come back in afterwards, but go ahead. You want to say something quick?
Dry bones.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Am I open?
Brother Kwame?
Yeah, this is Kwame.
Yeah. Brother Kwame, go ahead.
Okay, finally, I get in here. The Great Antilles, and this is what we're talking about, everybody. Talking about the Great Antilles, and you can go on Seattle Times and look at the article. It talks about the Great Antilles is what we're talking about right now. Haiti, Cuba, Santo Domingo, Puerto Rico, and the offshore contents of what the geologists have surveyed and found out to let them know that there's 941 billion barrels of oil off of these coastlines. And there's over 1.2 trillion cubic feet of natural gas under this. Plus, you're looking at Haiti in the mountain, and whoever was saying that, why don't we dig tunnels for the Haitians dig tunnels, you got to go through a mountain. Do you know what kind of equipment you need to go through a mountain? But anyway, the part that we're looking at is that's why it is so important for them. And then you got into the sci-fi. Did you know that Ashmir Barahi, she's Ethiopian. She's one of the first blacks that were appointed by Biden over the Department of Energy and Science, and she has been resigned.
Mm.
It's in Science News on March 15th.
What reason? You know the reason? What was the reason?
The part they're saying she stepped down is because they were saying that she's not qualified for the science, and that she's over the physics and quantum parts of what they're getting ready to step into, the government is getting ready to step into. And she's had to step down from that department, one of the first black women to ever hold that department. Same way, the first black woman to hold over Harvard, and she was a Haitian. So you're looking at the black that's stepping down. And the other part that we were talking about, and this is the part that got me when we were talking about New Orleans, right? And the fleur-de-lis. The fleur-de-lis, that symbol, it looks like it's a flower, the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, it's a flower,
but
right.
But the thing that the fleur-de-lis represents in French, punishment, suffering, hostility, and other negative emotions.
Well, they seem to encompass that pretty good there. And
put it on the side of the helmets.
Everything.
And this is what the French are doing, because when Derek was saying you got to drive through Cairo, because down there where the crisscross is going to happen, where Carbondale was called Little Egypt, because they used to, the way they gave the name was it because the grain and corn, they had to come from the north to restock the grain and corn from down in the south, because you also have Cairo, Karnak, and Thebes are the names of other towns in that same area.
Yeah.
Karnak, Thebes, and Cairo.
We knew
that the Nile of the West, and see, the Louisiana Purchase was not only Louisiana, Arkansas, all the way up to Minnesota, and from the west side of the Mississippi back.
Now,
that was the Louisiana Purchase.
Now,
hold on. The Mississippi River is the Nile River.
Hold on. That's why we're going to do this on Thursday, brother. I didn't get to you, Brother Klein, because I had to confirm Brother Tariq, too. But we open up this Thursday night thing. I'll get to you tomorrow. We'll talk Thursday night. I'm going to call.
Okay, one last thing, Drybone.
Okay, we're going to get
busy. And everybody talking about Biden and Haiti, right? The first thing he did was to enact Title 42. You know what Title 42 means?
Mm-hmm.
Title 42 says the president has the right to deport. He has deported over 20,000 Haitians.
Why them, though? Why them and not the Latin?
Because the thing that they hear is Latin means
Roman rule. I keep telling people, from Latin America, you have no. It does not mean Spain. It means Roman. So you think they're bringing in the Vatican people?
Right. And see, the thing that you're looking at, you was there. I think you was there in 2015, weren't you, in Miami?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who came through in 2015 to reenact the papal bull?
Yeah.
Pope Francis. The Pope came in 2015 to reenact that papal bull, and he went and presented himself before Congress.
Then he went to the City of Brotherly Love, and the last place that
he went was the prisons in Philadelphia.
And then he went to Antarctica to meet with Pope Crow, the Grand Archbishop of Russia. Now, again, Thursday night, I'm going to reiterate that Thursday night we're going to do – I'm just going to work the board. I'm asking all y'all. Brother Tariq said he would be more than happy to host it. I hope Brother Kwame and all y'all out there listening, with Kim, all y'all out there, we want y'all to come in with some serious information that's going to break up these young people as well. Also,
that's why the Chicago Bears drafting the first number one quarterback from the USC Trojans, huh?
Yeah.
but the other part we're looking at.
Yeah.
With all of this shutdown, like brother just said, South Africa, what we had here is because we're in the solar maximum. This is going to be the energy of attack from above. They can't stop this.
No, they can't stop it, bro. They can't stop the eclipse. They might be able to make a cloud cover over a sudden, but the eclipse gonna happen no matter if it's cloud cover or not. I hope we could talk about that eclipse coming up. That's going to be a program for everybody to key in, especially Buffalo. Looking for Buffalo, live reports from Buffalo from everybody. Please let us know how that's turned out. 2 minute break.
And remember with that last eclipse just a few days before it happened.
Yeah, too late. Yeah. We'll be right back.
If I rule the world, a spree. Every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would try. We would weave such beautiful dreams. Oh, my world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I rule the world, no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every head would be held up high. Every sunshine and every
We got some hell. That's Kim Weston. I mean, way before the Fugees redone it. This is amazing. You know, sometimes it's, you take for granted the people you talk to on these programs. And I thank every one of y'all who come on this program. I'm going to reiterate, Thursday night, the elders speak.
I mean, drop
elders, elders, everybody. Go ahead, Brother Plummer.
Yeah, but what I want to say about Haiti, and this is what the sister, and we talking about the Republican Party. Everything was good until they killed Lincoln for the Republican Party, right? Lincoln sent his emissaries to Haiti, to Santo Domingo in 1862, and they discovered there was oil bubbling up out of the ground in Santo Domingo in 1862.
Look at that. Look at that. What jewels that was. Oh, my goodness. Think about that, John. 1862. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. Jump in.
I just want to say one thing. Brother Kwame was talking about the Fleur de Lis. And I got this. What I'm reading is the Dictionary of Symbols by J.E. Surlock. And this is what they say about the Fleur de Lis. A heraldic flower, non-existent in nature, which has been a symbol of royalty from the earliest time. As an emblem, it is the base, is an inverted triangle representing water. Above it is the cross expressing conjunction and spiritual achievement, with two additional cemeteries, symmetrical leaves wrapped around the horizontal arm. The central arm is straight and reaches up heavenwards, the symbolism being self-evident. During the Middle Ages, the lis was regarded as an emblem of illumination, as an attribute of the Lord. Now remember, as you look at your nation right now, your nation has been infiltrated with all kinds of secret societies, whether it be Skull and Bone, Illuminati, some Masons, but everybody's not in it like you would think, because they got useful idiots that just put in position. Now, when you say
right.
Abraham Lincoln, remember this, Abraham Lincoln was sending brothers to Nigeria. They was, I'm talking about, they was getting brothers up out of America. He was sending people out of here. You had
Yeah, he wanted people out of here. Correct. He was for repatriation. He was for repatriation. He sure was.
He was a eugenicist, too. Remember, the greatest thing that we fight, that big jab, that was the greatest eugenics project that they ever undertook, and they were successful. They won't even tell you how many people expired from the jab. That's how bad it is. And then when they
the Golden State Warriors assistant coach died the day before the Utah game, the same day Utah game. Nobody ever talked about what caused that heart attack.
Remember LeBron's son fell out after he got the
yeah.
And remember that what you gonna call it dropped a lot of people and it's still dropping them.
And they not having a heart attack, they're going to cardiac arrest with them falling out and dying. They had a news reporter here in Houston for Fox 26 News. She was only 35 years, healthy, young, vibrant, dead. These people are falling dead or getting
fall out.
But what you But what we got to be aware of, how many people have heard they're putting in the Transgenetic Act? They did this in September of last year. The Transgenetic Act is because they are now putting vaccines in lettuce, spinach, and soy in order to feed to the animals to create the – and guess what? And the pollen from it is going into the other farmer's farm, and their food is now going to be having the vaccination. So you're going to be eating vaccine, and Yale already have the aerosol vaccine. So now they're coming at you through your food, you vegetarians, and
hold on. Bugs would have vaccination, so when a mosquito bites you, you could be vaccinated.
But Brother Kwame, I don't know who I said that to, or I said to somebody, said to me, for sure. I said it out. I see that it was on. This is not just us talking. This was before the House, Senate, or the Congress.
Right. That's the act that they were trying to pass. He was submitting it for the FDA in order to do something about
it. Now, he didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Did they pass?
No, hold on. No, it did not pass. Hold on. The guy who was against it was at the House Speaker. He said that he thought it was a bad idea for them to think that they could just take lettuce and everything and make a vaccine out of the vaccine for the lettuce to be like, if we ate the lettuce, we'll get vaccinated. So he was against it, but the fact that it was a bill presented, y'all in the states that y'all in, I'm going to tell y'all somehow this works, though.
Great.
Now, The state that you were, sister, you from Texas. I appreciate you that you know about going into Sister Malaki. You go to these events, these political events. Some of y'all, y'all out there, these events tell you what's happening. Now these events is telling you just what that man said, that they had passed a law of your state, and you sitting there not knowing that your state is trying to kill people. You got to wonder about your population. You got to wonder about your population.
But what else? Who picks all the lettuce and the spinach? The migrants.
Migrants.
Yeah, migrants. Yeah.
So when they touch
You're right. When they touch what? What happens when they touch it?
When they touch it, it's already being absorbed in their hands.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, man.
Y'all region gonna be very important to me. Now Texas, you in the news a lot,
lot.
I mean, now I know this, that okay, if the border and I tell you this, I'm gonna tell you what I see here from my perspective. This never, you correct me. A lot of blacks believe that Houston, Texas, is the new Mecca. Besides Atlanta, Atlanta is the number one Mecca. Atlanta is number six as the largest Mecca of metropolitan.
A lot of black people leaving Memphis, moving to Houston. You right about that,
but
wrong?
Texas,
right.
Texas is number one. Texas is number one for black
people.
He's absolutely correct because we have celebrities here. You know, we already have the Elon Musk here. We just had 50 Cent here, moved here a couple of years ago, the rapper 50 Cent. And, you know, he brought his business ventures. He has his entrepreneurship program where he's helping you. He just performed at the rodeo and had a sold-out concert of 80,000 people.
Wow.
You want to come here, do restaurants,
restaurants, businesses, people that look like us too now. A lot of people that look like us. I mean, Texas have an initiative for small businesses that look like us. That's why we have to be involved. I'm sorry, Brother Rodrigo. Go ahead.
No, that wasn't me.
Could I add to what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. What's she saying?
It's called the Prison Reform Act. It was there in Texas where they're giving visa to Nigerians to come there and work in their 110 prisons that they have there in Texas.
Okay, now,
hold on.
I'm trying to get some clarity to this. Sister, when I say black folks is coming here all the time, are we seeing what influx of blacks do you see? Do you see Caribbean, you see African, or you see USDA? I call it USDA black stuff.
It's people coming from other regions here, from even I could say close as Louisiana, Philadelphia. I'm just going on a lot of license plates we see, right? California, a lot of California people, of course, right? Oh, we even had Arizona. Oh, we got some Utah. We got some South Dakota. Iowa.
And it's probably because of
Georgia. It's the economy too because the job market here. So we have a booming economy. We were ranked a couple of years ago as I think we beat Florida, actually, the number one state with the most jobs here in the state.
Texas is a good state for veterans too.
You're going to be Florida because Florida is not Florida is a service state, a commercial service state. We're more of a entrepreneurial of service because we got all your amusement parks, all your shipping, all your cruise ships. So we like us, we're more of a service. But let me ask you a question.
You got to remember, Florida was built by cocaine cowboys. Florida was built by cocaine money.
Now, hold on. Cocaine cowboy.
The Emirates and all these corporations like The Rock and all that, they came to Miami Beach like 3 weeks ago. And they were stationed at Faina Hotel, which is $1,000 a night to stay there. And they were all over there, all the Arabs and all those Rothschilds and The Rock, and that's where they were at. Why were they there? They have this global thing, and let me tell you, you're talking about Texas and all that. The eclipse, the X, where is it going to be running through? Texas.
But I think it's too, Brother Jarbones, too. I think the laws are things that are changing what they put in force for the legislation. Like I mentioned earlier about, I know somebody mentioned on the call just now about the home, buying homes. So Texas is looking at that, that people can't afford to buy homes because these investors have brought it up since the pandemic. So Texas is going to change that. If you have a family and you want to have kids,
Atlanta is known as a mecca for blacks. And the housing market is pretty still booming. So Atlanta, you hear Texas. Texas and Atlanta is now becoming the hub for a lot of migration. Now, when I say migration, don't think we talking black because you got other groups coming from the Latin world. They know how to fix shit. I know for sure Atlanta is now getting an infiltration of Nicaraguans, and they fixing the houses now that most of the blacks used to fix, but because they're more efficient, they don't take as much time, and they in and out. Mm-hmm. They do a roof in 3 days. Well, you take it a goddamn a week and a half. So what I'm gonna pick? If I got money, and I tell you this for facts, this is facts. I ain't just making this up. If I got a house, and I'm gonna go to Atlanta and get a house, and you think I'm gonna wait for some dude that going, because he's black, I did this already. I already know. I did this already. I'm only talking to a spirit. I said, you know what? Got to go about black people. But goddamn. A week to put a roof up. Well,
they drive
on.
I had these people take care of the floor out this barn I got. They did it in like 4 hours. And they didn't talk. They didn't make no joke. I tried to offer them some water and whatnot. They didn't want the water. They went straight to work. They got done and they left. And look,
man,
another thing about Atlanta.
No.
For a
one
bedroom place in Atlanta right now, it's costing you $1,800. $1,800.
Whoa.
I'm living this shit. I'm living
hold
this
on,
shit,
hold
yo.
On. Hold on.
Wow.
Now, we're going to start talking.
But
I'm gonna do a show with y'all. I'm gonna do by regions. If y'all send me y'all email, I'm gonna show you the region that you are in when I come to this. When I say the region, there's 10 regions in America. Ain't ever been changed. No president would change it ever because it's military. So your region, Texas, I think Drayson, Texas. I don't know what is it a place called Drayson? I'll get the right name of your capital. Atlanta is the capital of our region, Region 4. Y'all know Region 5, Chicago, and New York. It's all the regions. Y'all know this. I've been giving this out for years. Y'all region is what y'all, your capital is not the capital that you have as your region of your state. Your state, you got a state capital and you got a regional capital. They did this during COVID. The regional leaders came together during COVID. I chose y'all this. I validated 10,000.
Dry bones. The center of all this mess. Who just won the Super Bowl? The center
right.
of the capital of
Kansas City.
Region 7 is Kansas.
This town double check.
It's Kansas. Yeah. So that
right.
was all a part of, you know what I'm saying, that too.
Hold on. Now,
but
Virginia. Hold on. Virginia. I'm going to go to every y'all region because I need y'all to start focusing on what y'all talking because y'all region is so important. Y'all just said the eclipse coming through this region, these regions. Everybody in your region, can y'all give us a report because we're not going to see it like y'all going to see it. It's only 10
right.
states that's going to see this. 10 states only going to see this. Now, all y'all in these regions, which is going to be from New York, Texas, all y'all region, all the way up to the middle, it's doing like a zigzag. Unbelievable. I never heard this before. I don't know everything. We'll never tell you I do. I never heard an eclipse this weird. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And now it's a full eclipse. A full eclipse with
and
a certain amount of minutes. With a certain amount of minutes
can
to
I,
see it. Now, this is unbelievable. Go ahead.
But what the reason that the focus is on Illinois is because that's where it's going to crisscross. It crossed in 17. It's going to cross in 24. Go to Business Insiders. I think I sent you. Science
yeah,
of
you
building
did.
A tunnel
yeah.
under South Dakota for
right.
$3 billion experiment to solve the universe's great mystery. They are firm lab is trying to capture the neutron energy particles that's going to be coming with this eclipse, and it's coming and where they had directed it from South Dakota 800 miles to where? Illinois. The firm
now,
lab in Illinois and South, they built a six-story underground tunnel, 800,000 tons of earth they removed to build this underground tunnel for this lab to be done. Is because they're getting ready to transmit just like CERN, but they're gonna transmit it into Illinois because Illinois is the
crisscross.
Of this
now,
eclipse
now,
right
now,
there
now,
at Carbondale.
Brother Kwame,
remember
Dick
Gregory.
You got that world. You got a whole world underneath Chicago, and it travels
right.
along.
That's
it's just
right.
like
That's
a Silk
right.
Road.
Right. Right. Hold on. Y'all be going through so much jewels. Look, Thursday night, I won't be talking. I want y'all, I'm going to, Brother Tariq, Brother Kwame, you want, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to do this regularly with y'all, but y'all bring other people in. I just want y'all to realize America has never been talked about the way it's been talked about today as being the Emerald City of Tahuti. It's the Emerald City of Tahuti. Now, I'm going to say this one more time. It's the Emerald City. The reason why they need your DNA. because you are the one. And first shall be last.
And the last shall be first.
To be first. Here it is. One more time.
Jabo.
Well, wait a minute now.
G'day, guys. How are you? Good to see you. Thank you for watching. Hope you're all doing well. And big shout out to all my subs. I love you all. And this is from Mike Adams from Natural News. Now, he's telling us here, medical martial law rolled out in New York. Unvaccinated citizens banned from all public places, including schools, churches, malls, sidewalks, public transport, and voting locations. Now, it says here, it's been rolled out in New York, unvaccinated citizens, rolled out Rockland County, New York, where unvaccinated citizens are now barred from all public places, including schools, sidewalks, malls, churches, and public transportation, all under the absurd quack science fraud that claims measles is only spread through unvaccinated people. In truth, the measles vaccine spreads through the measles through viral shedding and improperly weakened viral strains. If the measles vaccine really worked, why would vaccinated people have anything to fear from unvaccinated anyway? That is very true. If you're so, they say the crowd thing, but why would an unvaccinated person, and I think it would be the other way around, an unvaccinated person would be in trouble, you know, of catching something. So why are the vaccinated people worried about unvaccinated? They're these so-called great vaccinations are supposed to be that good to stop all kinds of stuff, so they say. And people say to me, oh, you know, you're against vaccinations. I'm not against them totally, but they need to be regulated. They need to be controlled. And also, the kids are getting about 8.
I play that medical. That's a medical. See, this is see, one thing about people. Sister does in Texas, but the nurses sued in New York State. They didn't tell you this, and won. The nurses won their case. Just in case you didn't know, go look it up. They won their case against them losing their jobs. They got their money, everything. Now, because you don't band, the reason why we don't win cases is because we don't band together on a case. See, if you got a million people and you only put in $5, what that make? You don't think they will listen to a court case? See, you so worried about being greedy. You ain't worried about the results. See, greed got you want all the money for yourself. Other type of niggas you are. Not y'all in this line, but niggas that you dealing with. See, the reason why, I'm giving you the reason why we can't ever win a case, because everybody want to go in and think you can win by yourself. You need people. So these cases that these nurses won, they stuck together and won. They got their jobs back and their money back and harm. Because you didn't look it up because you were so believing that not y'all in this line, but the government got to believe that you can do nothing to the view. To the view, the view is V. V means pussy. They got the goddess bitches go on the view. The view is a V. Look it up. Think I'm making this up. And the V is
connected with
third.
ABC, ESPN, yeah. And BlackRock.
Yeah. All that V shit that they got them to go on there. And a lot of the women, because the women is the most fierce. Oh, they get mad.
Goddess bitches.
You can have your kids come against you. You can have everything that they do come against you. I'm just being real. This is what they did. They figured out that they going to put this witchcraft. See, the craft is not being ran by men. You've been lied to. I'm telling you the facts right now.
Women want a rich craft, huh?
Hey. Yeah, hey, ain't no man.
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, Mary
Magdalene.
Thank you. Now, Mary Magdalene.
Trouble. When you say pharmacy, yeah. You say witchcraft. Pharmacy is witchcraft. Look it up. Don't believe me.
Yeah.
Pharmacy is witchcraft.
I believe you. That's why I said it. You know I believe you. That's why I said it. That's why you're on here talking. I don't cut none of y'all off because y'all talking. I said that we got to let people know that I don't know how you're going to be able to read. You see, each one of you got your own powers of able to get people in your area to understand. Everybody gonna understand, but you gotta reach people. So the problem is going to be that key people are gonna block you when they realize this motherfucker or this sister or this brother is on top of a game. They're gonna have a hard time with you because you're not gonna take the crap no more. See, the thing is, a lot of us have been wanting to take the crap and believe this stuff. You know damn well, Afrocentric, if you just said yourself on this program, somebody said Abraham Lincoln. Now, I said, I did my research on Abraham Lincoln. He hated niggas.
He sure did. He was a Melungeon, too. He was a Melungeon.
Yeah, he hated niggas. And even though he looked like a nigga, he was of a craft. He was of a bloodline. And, yeah, you heard what he said. He said he went to repatriation. I don't even know why y'all even talk this stuff sometimes without looking it up. He said he wanted to repatriate us back, the indigenous, and he was part of the gang. He said, well, look, if I can save this union, y'all heard this from Farrakhan, a bunch of people. I'm not the first to say this. I would just rather go with the union. So the whole story is a lie because what happens is, you forget that, and Brother Kwame said this to me, Pascal Randolph. Pascal Randolph was an occultist, and I hate to say this, but he was a cabin boy. So what do you think a cabin boy was, y'all?
A slave.
Okay.
Now,
born in Kentucky, raised in Illinois.
I just want y'all to know the code words they use. Cabin boy, page. What's a page? I paid you what? I paid you for some.
But that's,
y'all don't
that's
look
Roman.
Right. It could be Roman.
Roman.
I'm not against
boy is
I,
the, right.
Okay, but hold on. We could say it's Roman, but remember, you talking to a person put a show on, say there's Christians who was big black dick men. They're the Romans. I'm not looking at your Romans. You trying to tell me to believe. I don't believe them Romans you talking about. But like that. If you talking about the white Romans only, I can't go with that in my mindset today. I'm too advanced.
I'm not saying it was their establishment of the boy.
Right, but say
the
scripture.
The Chicago Bears getting ready to draft a big black Roman.
Was the conquistadors, right? So the conquistadors, they was all Roman Catholic. Just remember this. The Roman Catholic Church in Britain is behind all this stuff, whether it be the
right.
World Economic Forum. Remember this.
Y'all throwing out words. Words have to have personas. Personas make the word. The persona of the word Roman, I'll go look it up. I looked it up. I found some black motherfuckers at the end of the tunnel. That's what I found. And I said to myself, well, damn, how the Ascriskins, who is curly-haired, black, big dick motherfuckers, holding their own dicks in mosaic, holding their own dick in mosaic form. Mosaic form. I mean, you know how hard it is to make mosaic? I mean, you know craft. Craft, I mean, it's like talking to people that I'm not an artist, but I'm like, that is fucking, but not, he could take this type of...
Hey, when you talk about these people, remember, they were homosexual, too. Them and the Greeks, they were homosexual.
Right, now, hold on. Now you're getting into where I'm going to go. Now, I told y'all a long time ago, I ain't taking this note. I can't keep telling y'all. I said it ever since the show started. People who know me from the beginning said, once I found out, because, see, we Libras. Libra is eight. Eight is a snake. It eats its tail. Okay? That tail, I should know this by now because this is like 101. The tail, I mean, if you eat yourself, you know you're going to, the girl you take, you're going to reform. So it's like chaos out of order. So I said, well, damn, what would be a better way? And I have to give these people credit. I figured it out. They said, we are not worried about color no more. Fuck color. Color is obsolete. We're going after your sex drive. So your sex drive is the highest order of life. That's where the chakras. See, the chakras. I went to the Naga. What happened was, we got to get deep now. So I went to the Naga system. I said, well, let me go look at it. I joined all kind of shit.
Remember the producers, man. When the producers goes up through all the chakras, when the serpent comes out your forehead, it means that you're illuminated one. It means that you have power. You can see things that other people can't see.
It's a consciousness. Right. And you say Caduceus. Now, I got those of you want, I got Dr. Delbert Blair before he died. He was on our show. That man kicked it. He said, and you know, he told me I felt so good. He said, man, I feel so comfortable with you, brother. I said, damn. Because everybody thinks they're going to get, you know, I'm like, I'm not here to rant. I'm here to get facts. When you give the facts without trying to play a game and shit, look, did I ask y'all for money? I don't even need y'all money. I got my own money. I say to myself, I don't even ask y'all. I'm on the few shows that beg for money. But the thing is, y'all think money's real. So I say, well, these ones, I've been taught that money ain't even real, but that niggas want money. That's all they do. So y'all want to watch Shannon. Y'all want to watch Shannon Sharp. Hold on. I want to watch Shannon. Y'all want to watch Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp made the most money on Cat Williams. Listen, now how dumb this sounds.
Love Shay Shay.
Yeah, he made the most
12,
money.
12 million viewers. He blew it up.
Yeah. Out of his whole football career. They put his whole football career up. I've seen it. They put his whole – he only made the most money in the middle of his career when he won them championships. They gave him $5 million, $3 million, and then he went right back to $1 million. I said, God damn, that's
He killed ESPN and his boy Skip. He killed them.
Right. Now, hold on. Okay, so you made that money. I'm not saying he's gay. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying that if you could take what they're doing today on just talking now, and you could – get people to listen to you from just talking, which is nothing new. That's what it's all been about. Ain't it in your Bible? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. The Word, voices, became flesh. Now I said, damn, this is unbelievable shit here. How could we be even
sound
this dumb?
Frequency.
Sound and frequency. Thank you, man. Sound and frequency became flesh, obviously. And now this sound and frequency is going back to primordial. So my primordial flesh, of course, sex, they can only go back to what it originally was based off, sex and dick. Dick and sex, pussy and sex. So I said, man, let me go look this up. So I go look this up, I swear, I go look up everything through sex. And I said,
hey, look,
my
remember
God.
All the temples that had the name of women, they were sex temples all over.
Yeah.
Dionysus and all these people, it was sex temples. That's what they were. Remember,
when they talk about the Roman Catholic Church,
the cupbearers.
Yes.
Cupbearers.
Sex them. The whole thing, dude, man. Everybody listen. That's why I love y'all. I keep doing this. I don't get paid.
Praise enough listening to Shannon Sharp.
Go ahead. What you want to say?
Shannon
Sharp.
Who crazy enough listen to Shannon Sharp? You just have a guy who it was, and I was watching the interview, and I forgot the guy's name. Dang, I just was watching it. I got to go back and pull it up. But the guy said, Shannon Sharp be getting that butt action, man. The guy came out on the interview and said, I watched it the other day. He said, man, Shannon Sharp is a homosexual. He said, Club Shay Shay. He called Shannon Sharp a homosexual, man.
He
said, Shannon Sharp getting that butt action, man.
I'm going to show you.
Look at the comedian calling that. The comedian said he was a little zest.
Right.
You saw it, right? Yeah, the little comedian said, get Shannon Sharp getting that butt action.
Right.
Yeah, my man who played Day Day said that.
Right. Did y'all play?
Yeah,
Mike Epps.
Did y'all watch
it? It was him, but another guy
that's
too.
That's right.
No, I'm just saying.
Hold on. I don't know the names. Don't worry. We all can't. Just for sake of the show. Yeah, look it up. Y'all know he. Y'all right. It's not we can't. But let's just go with that. That's going to show me that the hermaphrodite cult is in full effect. Because anytime a man would call himself Club Shay Shay, then bring a guy who claims to be gay. Hold on. I'm going to show you how this is, how y'all fall for this bullshit. Then you bring a guy who claims he ain't gay, which is, he say he ain't gay. He on Club Shay Shay. Going off on everybody who's gay. But why are you on Club Shay Shay? And then you go to Rogan. I'm going to tell you, Malcolm X is right. You go to Club Rogan. I said, Rogan, why? Rogan, most blacks don't even know what Rogan believes. And yet, they follow that because he went to these things that they are fighting. So I go look, I said, and I want y'all to know, thank you for y'all. That's why I do this program. Because if it wasn't for y'all, I probably hate living. It said, BlackRock. BlackRock is financing this shit. Come on, y'all, man. Y'all, I'm happy for y'all, man. Y'all should be glad you found people who understand that y'all for real. I mean, we watching a group. I mean, there's no reason for Cat Williams to be this popular at this time with nothing out. No movie. He's funny, but he ain't that funny. I mean, you know,
he was dropping science on these boys about what they've been doing. Look, the people that they're involved in this blows your mind. It's mind-blowing.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question.
Jones. Come on, man.
I'm going to tell you how I listen to y'all. Most people tell you, who talked to me and said, I listen to the only people on the show. I said, you ain't never, I'm sure you told people this, that Quincy Jones, when we found out Tupac told us that, and then we found out Quincy Jones, I mean, nothing new is under the sun. So basically, we already heard this. Okay, so we got Cat Williams to magnify because of his prestige. But I looked at a lot of movies. You know, Cat Williams in a lot of movies. You know, there's a lot of movies with Cat Williams and the same people he talked about, they all are on TV. Every time I go on my streaming system, I see Cat Williams. I see what's the one that just did with to get Shannon Sharp. He apologized. Mike Epps got
Mike Epps.
I mean, Jada. I think the horror, they had the horror movie, him and Cat Williams together in the horror movie. I think I'm gonna tell y'all something.
Mike Epps was just in that Madam Web movie, and he was one of the ambassadors in that NBA All-Star game, which was in Indianapolis, which was his hometown.
Right. So why would you talk about Club Shay Shay that deep, knowing that y'all going to get together at the – see, what they? I'm telling you what they do, y'all. I look at these calls. I don't know if y'all do. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm going to just give it to y'all. I go look up the sex acts they do. I said, let me go see the sex acts. I said, well, goddamn. This motherfucker, I mean, think about it. You know who else was popular in Indianapolis? She was one of the richest bitches, goddess bitches in the earth, and she was mean. Madam C.J. Walker. Madam C.J. Walker. Madam C.J. Walker.
Satanic in nature. She was with your boy Jay-Z. They was doing dancing all around and whatnot.
Yeah, Madam C.J. Walker. I'm talking about the Madam C.J. Walker who got women to straighten their hair. Madam C.J.
Walker. New Orleans.
Madam C.J. Walker, she put an Indianapolis because she got an Indianapolis theater there. She put her whole investment in Indianapolis. I'll let them all the rich black people. I say, let me go look at what these rich black people did. And I said to myself, I realize why we can't get rich. Because Madam C.J. Walker is connected to the Rothschild family.
And they confiscated all her gold and didn't give it back either. The government took all her stuff and didn't give it back too.
Right. Thank you, man. Thank you. I go look up all the rich. I said, let me go look up some rich black people and see who they can. I don't know why y'all can't do this. If I can find it, all you got to do is look up people's banking finance and see how they got their money, who the financiers of their money. You'd be like, I don't stand a chance. Because they're going to try to tell me. I can tell you right now because what I got to do to be big? I'm already telling you this. Y'all already on the line saying that this shit rigged. Y'all see it's rigged. Now most of the black people you know believe this shit. I'm gonna show you right now. I'm gonna go right now. I only got a little bit of time for the show. These black people believe this stuff, y'all. Your family will. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you think your family won't kill you, just look up the Nazi story. They know how to get your family to squeal on you. I said, well, damn, how could you do that? I'm going to show you how.
Your family, your neighbors?
Yeah, your family. See, your neighbors, they already got it already set up. Because right
didn't
now,
they do that in COVID? Wait a minute. Didn't they do that in COVID time? Didn't they give you sniffed and said, if they ain't got no mask, now check this out. In Richmond, Virginia, I think in a couple of weeks, they put out a speed enforcement for that you drive 11 miles over the speed limit. They're going to send a $50 fine to you. And then the second time, every concurrent fine is $100. I said, well, damn. You ain't got to stick. They're going to get the camera to snitch on you. Hey, this is crazy. We're living in an upside down world.
Now, I'm going to tell you that's called propaganda. Now, most of y'all, most of the black people I know, even the hardcore ones, I'm going to tell you straight up. I learned a lot from people. That's how I learned. When Obama got elected, I watched people cry like they never cried before. They was they thought they was in Dixieland, like heaven had just came to them. And now I want you to know,
Jesse Jackson.
I want you to know now. I'm gonna play this. This is what Obama sent his white agents to do. Obama is white. His mother is white. Under the Jewish law, he's white. I hope you know that. I don't know if you know that or not. So this is what Obama just did. That's why you know it's going to be a holy war. And the holy war is made up because you think the Arabs think they are. Do y'all honestly think the prince of Saudi Arabia thinks the white people is better than him? You got to be joking. He think he above them because he got a black guard that is ferocious. Go look up the army of Saudi Arabia. They black as hell, and they will kill your ass in a minute. And so let me show you what Obama's doing for Saudi Arabia. Now, this is a white dude who just got, you ain't heard no more. I'm going to tell you how you know it's made up. No news coverage after this guy did this. They said they arrested him. They heard nothing about his case at all. All made up.
People make policy. It's the most basic truth of geopolitics. And people have opinions, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But what happens when bad opinions filter into policy? Now, don't be confused. This winding introduction has a point. A former U.S. diplomat has been arrested in New York. His name is Stuart Seldowitz. He used to work in the U.S. State Department, pretty high ranking too. He used to advise former President Barack Obama. So why was he arrested? This video should make it clear.
You have
it? American citizen?
Yeah, they have it.
Now how did you become an American citizen?
Not your business. Go.
No, you're right.
I born here.
But you're a terrorist. You support terrorism.
Listen, go. I'm not support something.
You do. You support terrorism.
See,
you know what? If we killed 4,000 Palestinian kids, you know what? It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Go.
How can a person have so much hate inside them? He says killing 4,000 Palestinian children is not enough. He calls a Muslim vendor a terrorist. And remember who he is, a former diplomat of the United States. We dug into his career. This man held some very important offices, like director of the National Security Council South Asia Wing and deputy director of the State Department's Israel and Palestine office. I'll repeat that. This man worked at the Israel and Palestinian Affairs Office, a hardcore Islamophobe. It's like putting a pedophile in charge of the nursery. Reports say he served under five different American presidents. Most of his top jobs were under Barack Obama. And I must say, great vetting. This is exactly the kind of people you want making policy, hateful and Islamophobic. Before his arrest, Stuart Seldowitz was confronted by the media, the local media. And guess what he said? I'm going to quote it for you. The comments I made calling him out for his support of terrorism, those I think were appropriate. Forget remorse. He's doubling down on what he said. And don't think this was a one-off instance. It wasn't a case of him having a bad day because there is another video doing the rounds. Once again, it's Stuart Seldowitz and the vendor. Take a look.
Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad did? Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad?
Speak English.
You only speak English?
No, no English. No.
You don't speak English?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that just shows how ignorant you are. Because your Muhammad was a rapist. It says in the Hadith.
Who Muhammad?
In your holy book.
Who Muhammad?
What?
Who Muhammad?
Muhammad, your prophet. You know.
My prophet?
Yeah.
What does Washington have to say about this? I can imagine what Joe Biden will say. This is not the real America. This is an average.
Now, you know the script. Now, they show that Obama, who they just arrested this guy not too long ago, but ain't no news coverage. Where's he at? That's how you know that's how you know we're in the Twilight Zone, sci-fi. He owns a food truck in D.C. instead of saying, now, Marion Bowser is black. They got a black mayor in D.C., the District of Columbia. Ain't that amazing? The birth of the white nation is a woman. They got her because she was the one with the birthright for them to D.C. And they got a black woman. See, they've given you all your birthrights back. But she is evil as fuck. They gave you the woman back. They put every woman.
She's trying to make a juvenile crime bill. Juvenile crime bill, Marianne Bowser.
Hold on. I'm telling you what's going on. It's called the Virgin. Virginia is nothing but virgin pussy. That's what it means, virgin pussy. Virginia means virgin pussy. That's what it means.
Virginia, Maryland, the Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary. Right, your virgin pussy.
Maryland, that's from the royalty. Maryland is from the royalty.
Drop
from the queen
right,
over
right.
there.
So you tell. So how y'all going to explain this to us on this program so we can explain it to the masses with more intelligence than our predecessors did, which would be the great ones. Some of the great ones y'all worship, they were not able to.
Don't forget Queen Charlotte, South Carolina is Queen Charlotte, and don't forget the three city state, London,
the
Vatican.
DC stands for Department of Corrections. That's not District of Columbia, because that is where the warden lives.
No.
1871, the District of Columbia became a corporation.
Time out. You can call District of Corrections now. It was the District of the Columbian Faction of Masonry. Go look, Columbian Faction of Masonry.
DC Comics.
That's the Franciscan Order. So all that stuff, you just add it to the fire. But don't tell me that it does not mean because Columbia means it means Columbia. What's it called?
Columbia is on top of the Capitol building.
Right.
That woman
on top of the Capitol building, that's what it stands for. But you ain't going to call it, so I'm going to call it because I know you're different than me.
But remember, it's supposed to be the Seven Hills of Rome where the Jackal fed the baby.
She's a goddess bitch on top of the Columbia. That's why it's called District of Columbia, the Columbian Order, the Columbian Starship, the Columbian Starship. She is the goddess bitches of the earth. Now, you can believe what you want to believe. That's
Columbia Records.
Right, Columbia Records. She's a woman. She's a goddess bitch. Go look it up. Because the women came from Draco's. Draco's is a dog star. You worship Star TV, Dog Star Radio. So don't come to me with this bullshit. You are ruled by the goddess bitches. You don't want to accept that, you're probably not a leader. You probably some. The goddess bitches rule all of us. Your mother's a goddess bitch. Everybody's a goddess bitch. You sold your whole land to women. Hold on, time out. I want somebody really know. Y'all want to talk to me? That's what I'm doing today because I ain't going to, I can tell. Y'all ain't going to play me on Sunday. You can do everything you want up there. How do you motherfuckers got the land without fucking the bitches? How do you got the land? Everybody online. I'm going to get everybody a chance to talk. 4855. Did they not fuck to get the land? Did they not fuck to get the land? Yes or no? 4848. What'd they do? They shot a tree or they fucked? Which one they did? Which one? Yes or no? Tell me what they did. Okay, you too dumb to answer. 555.
Well, you couldn't get the land unless you went through the woman. The woman was the land.
I asked a question. They fuck pussy. Which one?
You breaking up, bro. I can't hear you.
Okay. I'm going to say so. When they sold the land, did they sign a piece of paper or did they fuck some pussy? Which one did they do? I'm going to ask you first. 8854. What they do?
Went through the woman.
Okay. 8854. What they do, sign some paper with a pen, or they fuck with some dick? Which one they did?
They gave up the ass.
Okay. 9927. 9927. Which one you think they did? Which one you think they did? 9927. Fuck pussy or sign with a piece of paper?
I don't know. Sex rules today.
Okay. So you already answered. You already said 7472. Which one they did? She already answered. Which one they do?
fornicated under the consent of the king. That's
okay,
what it
there you go.
Like.
You won't say fornicate, but that's meaning sex. 9161. See, I got 9161. Fuck a piece of paper. What's one? Okay, I'm taking you out. You too dumb to answer. 6661. They either fuck pussy or sign a piece of paper. Which one they do 6661?
They what?
Did they fuck pussy or sign a piece? Okay, you say what? You ain't listening. Okay, you out of there. You ain't even listening. 5922. Listen. Are you listening? I said, did they fuck pussy or sign a piece of paper to take over people's land?
Between the legs.
Okay, thank you, sister. I like people like facts. I can't stand niggas that want to lie. 0997. Which one they do?
They went through the women. The women with the land. The women
okay,
with the
okay.
Hands
okay.
The land.
That's all I need. That's all I need. 3164. 3164. What they do? I mean, you could. I'm gonna leave you here as long as you let me answer. You want to ask you why you say that? 3164. Do they have paper when they came over, or do they have some pics? They take over land.
When they took over, they just took over.
No, they just took over. Okay, so they just took over. Let's go with that one. That's pretty interesting. They just took over. They just came over, and the people is intelligent, got weapons, and just they so stupid. They say you can just do whatever you want. Just coming over and saying, okay, obviously you high. Let me go to the next caller. Let me go to 6154. He can't answer. I say yes, no. He's going to give me a little answer. 1654. Did they take the land through a pen and paper or through a dick and pussy? Which one did they do it with? Scared. Can't talk. You don't know enough history. Go look it up. Go to 8079. Which one is it?
They fuck that pussy, man. Fuck that pussy.
There you go. Right. Ain't nobody going to come up and say, hey, you know what? Can I take this? It's okay if I take this to the face? No. They're going to say, you got to fuck this person. It takes time to fuck a person because, remember, these people was giving up you as friends. You got to come up with friendship, and then they will give up and support them. This is coming from their own record, not my record. They say, well, you know, we'll give you our daughters because they were collateral damage. You know, that's why I tell people, I say, you know what? I'm starting to think maybe we're not that intelligent because I'm looking back at old marriage contracts of ancient people and they had no problems giving up that pussy. Now, are y'all oblivious to this? If you know, then you can go to a dumber show. Because don't come on here. Go to a dumber show. This ain't a dumb show.
Okay? Like the
go
view?
Go to a dumber show.
They sent them boys from all over the world to come and procreate with our women. That's how they took over. They actually paid these people to come over and sleep with our women.
Because the women had the power. Honestly, I'm reading up all the chick calls. All these times y'all telling me that y'all can read this. I said, you know what? Let me go look these motherfuckers. I'm going to look them up. I don't even see how y'all even...
It's called miscegenation. That's what it's called, miscegenation, where they sent these men from Europe to come over and lay with the melanated women.
Right. And they had no problem. Hold on. They had no problem. You know why? I know they had no problem because they're already getting fucked by black dicks. I go look up... I do east to west. That's why it's called a double. See, you don't even know what a double is. Double got two heads. You look east and west. You only look at west. That's how you know you fucked up. The double eagles, east and west, got two heads on it, looking both directions. That's called latitude line. And you go up and say, what the fuck were they doing up that time? What they was doing at this time? Got that level? Go to a dumber show. I just say that. Go to a dumb show. Don't come on here. It's not for you. If you think the double eagle... That's on all my sides. Mean you look one direction, you a dumb person. And that's all I can tell you. I can't say no more.
And you say, Philadelphia I'm, Eagles.
Right. You got two eagles with a head. It's the only beast in symbolism that's looking two directions. east and west. They got a whole body. They got a whole body. And you're talking about One Direction. Get your dumb ass to another show. Jump off. Don't come on here no more. Unless you want to learn. Shut the fuck up. Don't come on here talking. Just listen. Anybody can come on here and tell me you don't know what the double eagle means. It don't even mean, I mean, and I'm not even saying that. But y'all are like, if you say you believe in all this stuff, y'all say y'all believe in. The man told you himself in symbolism. Y'all say the eagle's a bird of prey. That means it's devouring both east and west at the same time. It's devouring east and west at the same time. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. I love y'all. Also, y'all know what you're talking to when you go out into the real world. You're in the Matrix now. This is the Matrix line. Yeah, you're in the Matrix. Don't wipe all sides. You are never going to hear this talk nowhere. 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 You can go all over the place and you're going to hear this stuff. You can listen to all the bullshit on TV and all the shit you listen to. They will never play what I played just today. Just what I played today, you will not hear nowhere. So, I don't even know what to tell you. And I ain't that bright. Now, let's go to the next level. Next level. Still never. Actually, we're on number five. And I'm going to like Chicago. I couldn't get that clip on today, but Chicago, man, might fuck up. Chicago black folks might be the resurrection. That's what I'm saying. One more time. They're the only groups that got black people with feathers on saying, if you come here, they're the only ones now. Only ones. Read the five. I told you, Read the five is the only group that puts black folks with feathers, red feathers. Not that green shit, because we ain't going to go there. But red feathers. Anyway.
Democratic National Convention.
Yes,
I want to give a shout out to Drive On. I want to give a shout out to my brothers and sisters in Chicago. Y'all are putting black people on the map on how to stand up against the slave masters.
Chicago.
Okay, those black folks are saying.
Hold on. Don't say the men. Okay. Don't say the men. We lied. Don't say the men. It was a woman who came on Fox. She's big time. The woman was big time, came on Fox, said, she's Democratic. She was a Democrat. She said, we tired. Y'all used us. This came out of Chicago. I said, oh, shit, we about to get the Civil War on. I said, Chicago, which is where the Haitians, now see how you know the Haitians deal, I'm going to say it's bad. They voodoo.
Jean-Baptiste Dusabe.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I love y'all so much. Think of it, say, they're going to use the voodoo spirit. I'm about to get happy when I did it. Now, let me go here. Now, if you do, I'm going to tell you this. If this show is too much for you, you don't have no problem be worried about you coming back. I'd have no problem with it. Stay the fuck away from here. Go to your own hellhole, because we like Luke Skywalker. And we ain't the two live crew either, but we like Luke. Anyway,
can I?
Go ahead. What you gonna say on that?
Okay. I wanted to give a shout out because I have watched several clips, not just the one you're talking about, Drive On. The lady, come on.
Yeah, you know the one
when
I'm
they're
talking
having
about,
their right? hearings. The black people. Of course, that video you sent out, Drive On. Now, black people around the world. Should take a look at, not around the world, around our country, because our country is in need of saving. And black people in Chicago are told the Democrats that we are not going to go along with this bullshit no more. You're putting these illegals in our neighborhood, giving them their money, giving them grants, giving them food, taking care of their asses, but not taking care of the blacks who put them in office for the past 60 years.
Right. Now,
he said,
hold on,
for the convention coming here, y'all better be on guard. Because
I know where you're going. But
the slave masters, the slave is standing against the slave masters.
If I was on Fox, you'd be fired right now. I said, hold on. I said, here where we go different with that one. I'm not giving them all that credit because you want to give it to them. They voted for these people. These people voted for this. So I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, you should worry
but
about
they
Atlanta,
are not.
Too.
They're going against them now.
Time out. I think you and Atlanta are going to have a conversation soon because Atlanta, I'm scared more for Atlanta because Atlanta got the CDC there, and they are into this shit there. So you're going to tell me, hold on, and I know you've been listening. I'm using your example, not to attack you, but to attack the broader issue. It makes sense. I agree with you saying, but at the same time, these people voted for that, just like y'all voted for it. Y'all voted for this. Y'all went and used your voltage. See, voltage means store. That's why we're going to do Thursday night.
And they're not looking at the state. Illinois is a sanctuary state. Pritzker's family lineage is from Ukraine. So it doesn't matter what mayor you put in there, as long as that governor's in there, that shit is still going to continue. You got to take out the governor, too.
That's right. The governorship is part of what the white supremacy movement did. See, the white supremacy movement I just don't know how y'all can not know this by now. It's not that hard to find out. They only invented white supremacy in the 17th century. Prior to white supremacy, they was ruled over. They was slaves. I don't know where y'all getting this bullshit, but they not slaves, but they were slaves up until the 17th century. And they came up with an idea which is ingenious. They said, look at India, because remember, Marco Polo, how many times we got to say this?
He was a spy.
Went to the what? They are the West. They went to the East. They're the West. That's why the difference with Europe, West Europe, East. They went to the East, the Far East. The Far East, am I making this up? Did they go to the Far East? The Far East to them is China and all these islands and all this other shit. So they goes with Marco Polo, the Grand Jesuit, and they go over there and they get involved with the silk trade, which is opium, drugs, food, prostitution.
Yep.
I don't know where y'all get this foolishness from. I mean, I looked it up. I said, let me go see what was doing on the silk trade. Yeah, I mean, either y'all are some, but you know what? I realized why black people are brainwashed because you believe in what's that shit called? Black, Afro-black centric process.
Jesus.
Don't forget the opium wars with the Emperor of China. America flooded them, and the Sassoon family flooded China with that opium over there. They're doing the same thing to us today from China with that stuff they sent over here right now. It's the same thing. It's just a different
thing.
They're doing the same thing.
I'm not mad at the Sassoon family. Remember, they had to have an agent. He was Chinese. And the Chinese emperor, and then put their own people on opium. And now you say,
put them on a death watch to anybody caught with that thing that was putting them to death. And they created a
How do I know it's true? How do we know it's true? Yeah. These niggas is on Sunday days talking shit. Well, I think it's true because the Chinese got their people on so much. Do y'all see with y'all merchandise? Do y'all shop? Are y'all consumers? Your shit ain't even made here. It's made it everything you buy. All you want is lie.
Your worst enemy. Why are they your greatest? They hold more debt from America. They got more land in America than any other country. Why do they have land in America?
Henry Kissinger. That's why.
Nazi.
That's right. Now, I just watched the program. You know, I don't stop. I look for the good in life. I enjoy life. I watched the program on with Prime. It said the man at the high tower. They showed America split. It's a show on right now on Prime called The Man in the High Tower, that America, the East Coast of America is Nazi regime, and the West Coast is China, Japan. I said, this is some crazy. And they got the people believing that the y'all see that? Have y'all seen that? They got the people believing that the war was was fabricated by this dude who showed the billboard at America One. I said, this is amazing. I said, they showing us opposite. They showing us that they want World War II. We lost. Now, y'all going to say, this motherfucker crazy. I'm going to show you why. I said, no, we ain't crazy. How do you blow up a people? Hold on. How you blow up a people with a bomb? They show you with Oppenheimer. I know they're lying. Oppenheimer won an Oscar this year. The man who invented the so-called bomb, right, the so-called dropped on Japan. But Japan got more bomb. Right, Japan got more power and real estate power than the average citizen here in America, black and white.
They make all your medicine. They send your animals that they slaughter, they send them to their factories. I'm talking about these farmers over here create the beef and meat. They send it to a Chinese factory to slaughter the meat, and they use all kind of things that ain't right, putting on your food,
right,
and whatnot.
Right. So they bring it back to us. So hold on, let's go with that premise, because I know you ain't lying. I'm from your premise. Because y'all in this video, I'll go look it up with other people. I ain't that by myself. I'll go, we go look at this shit. We go analyze this shit y'all saying. I'm saying, wait a minute. We ain't thinking what we're saying. But right now, we live in a time where if Bill Gates can get with the Chinese, and on all the farms, I just said on this program, they brought apple cider vinegar that everybody was told back in the day when I was in Elijah Muhammad.
But
thought
who are the state local politicians are letting the Bill Gates and the Chinese in? They working together.
Point. So y'all got that point. So at least we know y'all should be the first.
You got, hey, don't forget the church. You keep forgetting the Roman Catholic Church. They're the ones that's pulling the strings behind all these people.
Now, because I'm trying to lead the church out. You know what I say? The church is so big, but I say, if we just, most of us don't go to church on this line, and most of your family members don't go to church except for fun occasions. Or
the Church of God in Christ owns a lot of real estate here in Memphis. Under
right.
Shell Company.
I'm
most
not,
people don't know that.
I'm not saying they don't. All I'm saying is the church has proven to be a tax. See, the reason why, let me ask y'all a question. If y'all was tax exempt, all y'all on this line, just say you was tax exempt from all that you do. Don't you think you'd be better off living? Don't you think that? Think about it. If I was never taxed, if I got all my money from my check and my whatever else I do without any taxes ever being paid, how rich would I be? And if I'm able to invest, they give me. So paying taxes. And you all should notice, all you Moors out there listening, why would anybody, in taxes, the key word in the Bible for taxes is usury. Why would we want to pay usury, y'all? So obviously you're liars and hypocrites that go to church because you okay playing usury. Ain't that what the Bible says? God hates usury. Go ahead.
You got to remember, even the tithes for the widows and the children, and the teachers pay taxes to.
Hold on, too many y'all. Go ahead, brother. Call me.
Who does the IRS pay taxes to?
Who they pay taxes
to? Britain. It's a tribute to the Queen.
Okay, hold on. He's saying that who they pay taxes to. So what you gonna say? To follow what you're gonna say.
I'm saying is that you saying if you didn't have to pay taxes because you look at the IRS, they collect, but who do they pay taxes to?
Right. I'm saying. So now that we know that.
To the Queen.
Right. So
we're a British colony. Remember, we're a British colony.
I agree with you.
We're still a British colony right now.
The Bank of England owns us. The Bank of England, which is not just a bank of European white people. This is why
George Soros got rich. He took down the Bank of London. That's how George Soros got so rich. That's why he can pay all the politicians in your company, the DAs, the governors of these states, and change our laws. Remember, the church wants states with no borders. So basically right now, we got states with no borders. Then they gave all the people the jab. And then you bring in millions of people, like 12 million people that ain't had no vaccinations or nothing, right on top of the population. Tell me what's going on.
No, but hold on.
Is that eugenics or what?
But hold on. The man, George Soros, just if I said, he came with an organization called Open Borders. Now, the question is, he's operating in the Democratic Party. I'm just going to say where I'm not saying he don't control fucking people individually, but the overall group level, he operated that entity. The Republican Party, of course, got rhinos and groups that were prestigiously joined for wealth, but the overall mindset public is not the same as a Democrat Party. So a Democrat Party is not the same as a Republican Party. Black folks, you were Republicans in your conception. Now, you might be whatever you are, amalgamated or whatever you are today. That's what it is. Fine, but it is a strange amalgamation. Now, I'm going to ask all y'all out there listening. And Brother Kwame, I hope y'all prepared, because I want y'all to be able to have a program that y'all have to call in and able to answer to you, because y'all are very astute to this. You think it's okay for, say, for, I know George Bush was a Nazi. I prove that. Facts. George Bush and them Nazis. They was with Hitler, his father, Prescott Bush, finance, all that finance. Now, we get to the Democratic Party. Blacks hate the Republican Party by now because it's Bush.
Okay, and remember this, Trade with the Enemy Act was made because of those people, because they was financing the Nazis. And they should have lost all their money, but they let them keep everything.
You're right. Now, I told you a long time ago, Fox is owned by a British dude named Rupert Murdoch. I've been told people this. The name Fox is 666. Now, my question to y'all is,
Reagan, and TMZ is under Fox.
Reagan did that. President Reagan, is the so-called actor from Hollywood. He decided that he was going to. I hope you look at this court case. That's one thing I do. I ain't that bright, so I said, I got to look this up. Reagan, you know, is according to the Constitution, no foreign entity can control your media. Well, Reagan decided that he was going to play with the books, play with this, and he let this dude with Murdoch, who owns
Don't forget, Reagan financed Contra Aid, and they flooded our communities with cocaine. Don't forget that now.
No. Noriega?
Contra Aid.
How are we going to forget parties? But the thing about these parties, see, I'm going to show you how to think about this. The party that you should be totally under control over, they have no ambition to get you back. The Republican Party. The Republican Party only gets those who care for what it is, the history of it. And you got minimum backs. Minimum. I mean, bare minimum. The party that was your most nemesis. Your most was the Democratic Party. They were the diabolically transform the brain of black people. You say the Republican Party, I say the Republican Party got to the point where once you did not realize that they made a handshake. I said this, when I found out the handshake, because I used to read a lot of Civil War shit because of the Moors. The Moors here, I always got you looking at all the time shit. I said, look, I did this for years. I thought that handshake with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party during the time where they said we want to get back with y'all. Lincoln did this. Lincoln said they let them make a handshake and said, look, come back, and we'll put these laws on the blacks again. And you will be reinstated. And guess what they did? The Republican Party made the reinstatement with a handshake. It's over. And they got the black man and the black woman and child in fear over them making a handshake. I said to myself, that's unbelievable. Now, when I say that's unbelievable.
Hey, Dry Bones, back to something that you said earlier. Remember, when the Europeans came over here, they came out of Europe. Europe was having the black plague when they came over here. So they didn't have women. Then when they came over here, they came here, they passed here, they was indentured servants to serve for 7 years until they got either manumission. The brothers that they captured over here, if you did something so good for your master, you would get manumission and get immediate freedom, like right now.
Right now, let's do that. Let's do a show on that, because I did a show a long time ago. I didn't know about manumission. I went to a meeting back in the day and heard they had manumission laws where if you did this type of stuff for them, would get. Now, I said to myself, man, that's a heavy duty law. I'm going to ask y'all a question now.
But see,
say,
today.
Hold on. Go ahead, Brother Carl.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we still have manumission. They call it parole and probation. You
yeah.
get
you
papers. You have to be on. You have to get on paper to be free from not being incarcerated. That's manumission.
Right. That's manumission. Well, let me ask you. On manumission, which I'm hoping y'all, like I say, I'm gonna tell you tomorrow what I told Brother the same page, which y'all will send me so we can make it effective. It does go further about this. We're gonna do some open shows outside of the norm. I'm asking y'all, in manumission, and I know y'all say, oh, because they, that's why I say sometimes y'all forget the past, and we shouldn't really forget the past. I remember I watched Sarah Colfer when they first got into all this shit. You can't forget the past. You look at the past and then bring it into the future. If you got blacks who are actually oblivious that they are participating in manumission law, you know how many blacks are actually participating in manumission law and don't know it? They're the ones that are actually hurting you at the job. The ones that are at the job that don't help you. I'm going to go with manumission so you can see the numbers.
Useful idiots. They don't know that they're benefiting the enemy, because that's what it was. When melanated people were trying to organize and break free, you had people that would sneak back and tell them everything that was going on, and they would be hung immediately. Rebellions that was
stopped. But you got a group
people
of people who don't want to be free, and they know it's wrong. They want to keep getting paid, and so if you fucking with their pocketbooks, you got to go.
That's manumission. Now, he's saying the same thing y'all are saying. Y'all bring it through all phases of life. That the early stages, I can see I was not. I'm going to give y'all some, because you had to get on our ancestors, some of the things they did. You know, we all too hard on them. But imagine you ain't never ate.
You want to keep your job, you keep the jab.
If you go to Marcus Garvey, and you go to Marcus Garvey, you go to Morris Science Temple, you go to NAACP, everybody was turned. And when I said it was turned, they was being financed by the KKK. I'm talking about the Morris Science Temple, and I'm talking about the Nation of Islam. And then you got to go look at J.B. Hunt. J.B. Hunt was paying these boys, and the KKK was affiliated with the man. That's why this thing is deep, man. It's deep.
Hold on. You just said something that I'm going to try to realize y'all be going so fast. Y'all need some shows. I mean, we're going to have your name for you to tell me what you want me to call you on these shows. But you just said a mouthful. You just said that the Morris Science Temple.
I looked this up.
It's fact. It's a fact.
Remember, they came here as conquerors. They came here with the Spanish as conquerors.
I hate when y'all just spin out the name. The guy who did this was called Rosenthal. He was a Sears and Roebuck. The owner, the first, his name was Rosenthal. He had schools. He made schools for blacks. He was named Rosenthal. The man was the actual. See, y'all don't want to hear this because facts do matter. See, Noah Drew Ali's first-hand man, I think it was Carl something. I can't say it. Carl Day. He was a chauffeur for Rosenthal. Rosenthal financed the first temple for them. The first temple was financed by a Jewish. Right there, when I first heard that, I'm like, damn, that can't be true. I thought
the secret relationship between blacks and Jews.
Right. So the secret relationship. Yep. Now, Farrakhan knew this because he was financed by the Jews.
That's right.
So the problem
is. But now they're part of Scientology now.
What's the Jew? He's Jewish.
Yep.
The guy I was so ruthless.
And you know Scientology is satanic, right? They're satanic, man.